For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. It's time for another fun episode. The studio is full. All the kids are here on the ones and twos. We got Aaron Crack and breaking down the stats. We got Johnny Woodward. We got the fight nanny who's not drunk. If you listen to the Patreon
podcast. I heard it's really funny. I'm really embarrassed.
You are shit-faced.
She had two drinks. It was blasted.
No, three. Sam gave me three big ones.
Yeah, big ones. I gave her big gulps. The team is here in full force. We're going to get into when this album's coming out.
Yep.
And joining us in studio, is it time to call him series regular? Is he there yet? Has he been bumped up?
Fuck yeah.
To series
yeah.
regular?
I feel like he called more when he wasn't famous.
No, he
started showing up.
Coming at me a little hot today.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, she is hot.
We had some behind the scenes talk that
Please welcome.
Me.
Mickey Gall, everybody. Yeah.
Hi.
Welcome to the welcome. Thanks for coming in again.
Thank you. Thanks
You're
for having
on
me.
The West Coast. What are you doing?
Just out here having some fun, man.
Meeting
and greeting.
You guys know him. He's had two huge wins in the UFC and he's very popular on Pornhub.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Ah, you and that cougar.
That was so funny. Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me apparently some naked pictures of, what's her name again?
Misha Tate.
Misha Tate came out and they sent it to me. And, there's an old Greek saying that is, the butthole is the window to the soul. And if I can't see asshole in a porno pic, it's a waste of time.
I never in a million years thought that were... I would have guessed it would have wound up
Did
there.
Did Socrates say that?
Yeah. It was very... It's more of his adult work.
But it was right when he was like, there's a famous Greek saying. I'm like, he's not going to go right to the asshole at this. The asshole is a way to a woman's heart. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there it is.
Okay. Yeah. So, so it came out. That was cool. When you saw that was pretty... What did you think about that? Did you freak out that maybe there was something on Pornhub?
No. Because I've seen those before, but I never shared them because it was always like me, like on CM Punk's back.
Yeah.
Like Young Sub Pizza.
Yeah, so...
Yeah,
and you showed it to her, she laughed?
Yeah, she laughed. We were sitting right there at the fights, and I showed her, and she...
She seems pretty cool.
She's awesome. I was a big fan of her before, bigger fan after hanging out with her.
She always does UFC fights at the Sapphire Strip Club in like she does screenings like come down
oh, really?
To,
okay.
Hang out with Misha Tate and I'm always like I get her she's pretty cool
yeah
man so welcome you're in town you got a crew here
before I got my
you
boy Bill
chick,
Consigliere
your,
yeah
what's his name
Bill
Wild Bill how
Bill.
Do you guys know each other again
Wild college. Bill.
College.
Rutgers,
Look
Jersey.
At this dude.
Jersey boy. He's out here in Culver City. Nice
is he
house.
Your
I'm
drama?
Drinking.
Is he your drama or is he your turtle?
Drama.
Which one? Is he all of them in one
Johnny
dude?
Drama. Yeah. Yeah.
He's your man. He's
on
kind
steroids,
of the
yeah.
manager, the turtle, the and your
Consigliere,
buddy.
The Consigliere.
I like yeah. that. I yeah. like that. And you're doing a little, you're very savvy. You got your group. You're going to put out content. I like it.
Thanks.
What is the name of the series? Do you have
we
a name
know
for
yet.
It?
I don't
you don't know?
Know? Maybe like. Gall is life.
Yeah, I
Something
like that.
That. But I don't
like
know. We're, it's a working title.
I'll find some Socrates quotes for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, please. Please,
some
please,
of that.
Please.
Most of them involve taints.
Yeah. So how long are you in town for?
A week.
A week?
Yeah, I got here yesterday.
Are you doing meets and greets? Are you just enjoying the sun?
Yeah,
trying to
all
meet
that.
Mexican chicks? What are
all
we doing?
That. All that. All that.
All
everything.
That. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Where are you staying? The exact
Culver City.
Address.
His
so everyone
okay.
knows
Bill, you want to rattle that one off?
Or, yeah. Are you guys Airbnb in it?
No, he's got a house.
Oh, you got a house out here? That's great. I love Airbnb. Have you ever done Airbnb? It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, like some places, they just sell you, like, hey, you can just sleep on my couch, you know? And it's just like, so you go to this living room, some guy's grandma sitting there stroking in the corner. And yeah. It's like, oh, this
if is $10. I was a sex offender, I would absolutely be on Airbnb.
100%. Just being like,
hey, anybody come on over, $5. It's a sliding scale.
Well, I did Chicago, and it was $10 Airbnb, and you realize that's in Chirac.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are getting mm-hmm. shot outside you, but it's $10. And $10.
The funny, that's their rent for the month.
Yeah, that is. Well, if you are there's no reason to be homeless with Airbnb. You just got to blow one dude, and you got a place to stay. Wait, okay, what? Silence on what? That. that's cool.
Hey, wait, I realized something when I came in here.
Yeah.
That Punch Drunk listeners might not know. Mm. You know, all right. So Johnny, is it?
Yeah.
Whoa,
I thought Aaron got real outgoing all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I thought we were just hearing a lot more of him. Now I realize you're okay. Now it's all coming together.
Yeah, we have a lot of staff.
I was like, all right, Aaron, I'm chirping up.
Oh, listen to Aaron.
I'm busy doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah, Aaron's. Right. And then, what is that? Smoking 12 packs a day with that voice?
I was texting with Aaron last night, and I probably saved his wife's life because I got him right in the middle of giving her a real beating. He's hammered, blacked out, drunk. Right. And I'm like, hey, you know, just, you know, Mickey's going to be in the studio. So if you want to get both cameras set up and stuff, just to let you know. And he's like, now I got to go back to the beat. And what did you say?
We now return to your previously scheduled program.
Yeah.
Wife Slap.
Wife Slap. Yep.
That'd be a great show.
I was like, Jesus, this guy.
Wife Slap. What'd you do this weekend?
Just pretty much chilled. Watched a lot of NBA playoffs. That was fun.
We'll get into all that.
Watched that UFC, that fight night, which, dude, Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, we'll get into that, too. What have you been up to since we last talked? No,
anyway.
I mean, we'll get into it. We
Let
got
me
a
ask
whole
what you're
2 hours.
Doing, but I don't care about the answer.
I do care. I have a running order.
If it's about sports, he doesn't want to hear it. Okay.
Okay.
He only wants to know about your personal life.
I like the first couple minutes to be what's going on.
Chop it up, yeah.
Life.
You know, catch up a little bit.
Then we can get into.
No,
sport.
It's Jason.
I'll tell you
who
I hung out with last
sports.
Night. And I'll give breaking news on Punch Drunk for Mickey, hanging out with Nick Diaz at the Comedy Store for a while, and. We were talking about Mickey. I'm like, yeah, he's going to be on our podcast tomorrow. He's like, I'd love to train that guy, dog. Direct quote.
Yeah.
I want Nick if to train me.
Jersey boy.
You're
would you
so
go
lucky.
Out?
Yeah. I'd love to train with them.
Go
for
to
sure.
Sacramento. You ever been to Sacramento?
Yeah. Oh, my last fight was there.
Yeah, dude. Sacramento is really underrated.
Yeah.
It's like all the best porn stars are from Sacramento.
Right.
How'd I bring it back?
You always bring it back to
the year. I know where my butter, who butter, you know what I'm saying.
I know who butters my butthole.
yeah, dude. Nick Diaz is great. They come, they hang out, they smoke pot in the back.
Yep.
It's time to just get rid of that rule. It is unbelievable. People's careers still get fucked over by smoking weed.
Yeah,
it's Kelvin Gastelum.
Stupid.
2017. Sucks.
So many people. He was talking about that a little bit last night.
What did he say about fighting again?
That he's not going to put himself in harm's way for chump change.
So when he calls and says he's only fighting for $1 million, there's truth to that.
Well, you know, he knows he's a draw.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a draw.
You know, he
is a draw.
Like, I'm not just going to fight anybody for nothing. So
did he say we'd like to fight?
Nah. I didn't really ask that because I was like, you know, when you're talking to
somebody.
He gets
that question all the time, I'm sure.
I was just trying to be a bro and just like talk and kind of let him decide what we would talk about. I would ask him a million questions, you know what I mean? But I was just kind of letting him. You know, be him.
Yeah,
but he sounds, I mean, it's weird because you see them, people like that on podcasts, you're like, oh, that's who they really are. But then when you talk to him, I'm so used to him being just a caricature of himself that when he really goes on these rants and he starts making up words that don't really exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, you're so adorable, bro.
Yeah.
And then I woke up in a fucking parking lot after getting tapped out.
Is he MMA's version of Mike Tyson where he just makes up words
a little
as he goes?
Bit? I could see that.
You know?
Mike Tyson was like, hey, you know, you just knock somebody out like Trevor Burbick or somebody crazy, just knocks his head off. And then like Tyson, it was one of those like, maybe it was in the sixth round, so it took him a little longer than normal. And he's like, yeah, everything's going good, but I broke my back the other day. You're like, what? Who broke their back?
It's final.
But he was like, there's no way he broke his back. And he was just saying words. He was just making words come out of his mouth.
Yeah, he's like, spinal. Spinal.
Yeah.
Is everybody on this show smoke 12 packs of cigarettes? You're losing your voice. Aaron's losing his
Me
voice.
Me and Aaron both have bronchitis.
Oh, good.
I
you're here.
AIDS.
Thank you for coming.
No, mine's gone.
You have
but
AIDS?
Like when I laugh, it's
I beat
chunky.
It.
You beat AIDS?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What do you think of the Conor McGregor versus Mayweather stuff?
All right. I don't really have a unique perspective on it. I think a real fight, you know, McGregor wipes the floor with him.
But in boxing,
McGregor's going to have his work cut out for him. Floyd's a master there. So,
well, I've said Floyd would get his ass kicked quicker in an MMA fight than Conor would get his ass
totally
kicked
agree.
In a boxing fight.
Oh, totally yeah.
It wouldn't even be close.
One would be embarrassing.
Wish we could, meet in the middle. But you know Floyd's not doing it. Let him do kickboxing.
They'll never
you
kick.
You know what I mean? Can you imagine that? How much more fun that would be?
Oh, I mean, it would,
how about not even
that
kicks?
Would be over.
How about
that'd
he can
over.
Do grappling? Yeah. How about that? Because there's no way that guy's ever going to let his whole
no,
thing.
No, grappling, Floyd's dead. But I'm saying, just add kicks. Like, give Conor one, take away his grappling. He's an MMA fighter.
Right.
Take away his grappling. Take away and then add and just you have to add to Floyd because he's
what,
only
what I'm
hands.
Thinking is what can you get Mayweather agreed to and I
shit.
Guarantee you
ain't getting him to agree to
he's
shit.
He's not gonna agree to anything. Well, this is in
he can't even agree to boxing against other boxers.
No,
it took
it
him 7
happened.
Years to fight Pacquiao because he couldn't agree to that.
Yeah, because he's so afraid of this
his
of,
way or the highway
of those losses. As a fighter, are you afraid of those losses?
What do you mean?
Like, I think there's some guys who think the being undefeated is. What is the sign of a great fighter? And I believe that at the end of your career, you aren't judged necessarily on your record, but more about the wars that you were in, the battles.
Yeah.
Did you fight the best of the best? How'd you do against the best of the
yeah.
best? And at the end of the day, those are the guys who are remembered as the great. Muhammad Ali, you know, wasn't undefeated at all. He had some ass beatings. And it's easy for us to sit here and go, dude, you got to fight this guy. And you're like, well, he's going to punch me and kick me in the face. It's a lot easier to say you should fight this guy
sure.
than to actually go in the ring and actually do it.
Yeah.
But from just the being someone who's loved combat sports, whether it was boxing way back in the day or MMA today, and still boxing, I think boxing is having a resurgence. I think MMA has forced them to start making great fights again
yeah.
to be relevant because they'll have a huge fight and no one will even tell about. But the greatest had wars.
Yeah, so what you're saying, having that perfect record, that perfection is very rare. So that is something to be coveted, but... Yeah, you want the wars. And if you're not willing to fight everybody, if you don't get into this to fight, we want to fight everybody, you're a punk bitch. You got to get out. You
yeah.
got to do something else.
And you definitely shouldn't be saying you're the best if
yeah.
you're ducking anybody. Or
yeah.
there are certain people you won't, especially if everybody wants to see you guys fight.
Yeah.
You know, if it's what the fans want and you're like, fuck it, why? Then get out
it's
of the
it's a win-win for both
of
them, too. Conor yeah. and Mayweather.
And there's people who lose and they don't handle it very well. And I think, you know, I think Ronda was like that. I mean, it was traumatizing to her. I feel
sure.
like her self-worth was completely based upon her record
yeah.
and this window that she had come in and got. And, you know, I wish everybody nothing but happiness, and I hope she can find happiness. And you know what? So what? You're not this person who just wants the people that you get challenged, you know? It just seems like she's afraid to get hit now. You know, she got that pop. She's like, whoa!
Yeah.
And it's like... It's almost what happened to Tyson in the fact that, you know, when he lost that invincibility, people weren't afraid of him and he didn't know how to handle it anymore.
Yeah.
That half of his whole persona was this, I'm just going to mow through
you. Yeah, he could smell that fear. And
yeah.
He beat him before they got in the ring.
Who do you think are the scariest fighters in the UFC?
Scariest in the UFC? Well, one just retired, Anthony Johnson.
Do you think he's going to stay retired?
What's his other job?
What is
his job?
I have no idea. No
idea. Wasn't it a weird thing to say?
Yeah, it's something. I keep hearing something about in the Rams organization.
I don't
know what.
I think that's.
Really?
He's also a religious guy. So
right.
It could be some sort of, you know,
something like
towards
that.
Yeah,
he's
very, very religious.
Uh huh. That was a weird. I mean, because you were just like, just say what the job is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe he couldn't if it's something with the Rams, or maybe
yeah.
he couldn't.
So maybe somehow how you can't talk about your
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, whatever. It's like where he's like, okay, I am quitting fighting, and I'm doing another
some
thing
other
that
stuff.
Has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Nobody sue anybody.
Yeah.
But I'm out.
Yeah. It was weird. His fight was definitely, weird.
I thought Jacare was terrifying and then surprising loss.
A surprising loss.
You know, and he was one of those guys where you're like, man, you don't want none of him in
yeah.
any way, shape, or form. And
I look up to that dude a lot.
He got his chin hit, and you're like, I was like, whoa.
That dude Whitaker's tough, man.
I know.
He's tough. He's not brash. He's not loud. You don't pay much attention to him.
Well-rounded.
Yeah. Yeah. Stud. Total stud.
Did you enjoy the last fights? I think, you know what's so funny about the UFC, man? It's the cards that you never expect to be good
right.
are great. Mm-hmm. And then the ones you have high hopes for,
yep.
it's like, that was okay.
Expectations I feel, every time.
I feel like we've said it before in the show that when you start getting number five versus number two, there's this fear of almost, there's this fear of losing almost more than the desire to win in a weird way.
I'd say it's higher stakes, and it's just it's people who are so high level that their shit cancels out the other guy's shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you know, I can't pull the same shit I could pull in practice with my teammates. That I'm the king there. Mm-hmm. I know I got another king in front. You know, I gotta play smart. So
that's so yeah. crazy.
Or even the strategy unranked, really comes
the
out.
Unranked people that I beat to get to five.
Yeah.
Aren't this guy at two?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, this is a different
killer,
thing.
Different
yeah,
animal.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's just like, is it your night or isn't it your night? I mean, it's gotta. I mean, like, I know that stand up and fighting are two totally different things, but you know, it's just like, is the crowd working with you? Is the crowd not working? Is the fight going your way? Is it your day? Is it not? It's got to be so crazy when you're in that ring and you look and that guy's like, hey, that guy right there wants to murder me.
Yeah.
I can't even understand that.
Oh, I feel that every day of my life.
Really?
Everywhere I go.
When you look in the mirror?
No, well, that, anywhere. I'm just walking around, neighbors, anyone's, and I'm like, yep, they want to kill me, all right. Doesn't matter who it is.
You do the weird, as guys, you guys do the weird nod to a guy who walks by just like,
sometimes, yeah.
We cool?
Yeah,
we
I'm not going to kill you. Yeah, yeah don't worry. Yeah. What's up, bro?
Guys do that there. Uh-huh. Like, we're good? How are we doing this? And just some random guy walking by.
Yeah.
It's constantly checking in.
Yeah.
Am I going to fuck you up? Are we cool? Okay.
Why are you looking
cool.
in my eyes? Are you still looking at my eyes?
Uh-huh.
What's
uh-huh.
up? Yeah.
What?
And then for whatever reason, don't ever turn around and look back. And then if they're both, what are you looking at? It's like, you're looking at me too.
Yeah.
You I always, didn't know I looked back. You looked back.
You can always tell the guy who does want to fight is the guy who just flares up real quick. And
oh,
that
yeah.
guy's always me. I don't
Those
want to
are
fight.
The videos that I love to watch on, I can get in a fucking 4-hour rabbit hole on YouTube watching bully gets what's coming to him videos.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, there's one where this like 12-year-old, his jiu-jitsu is stupid good. Gets this guy in a fucking, like, flipping around and gets him in an armbar. And, dude, he's like campy, but in fifth grade. And you're like, I mean, he fucks this guy up
I was just
big
thinking
time.
About that.
Head kick right into a dude, it's nuts.
Fighting is so different today than it was back when I was young because back in the day, it was white boy fighting. Push, push, push. Everyone break each other
or
up.
Or black girl yeah. fighting, which is just 12 minutes of taking out hair and nails.
Yeah.
And taking off rings.
De-accessorizing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just like, when are these bitches ever going to fight? Somebody hit somebody.
But it's like, nobody stops fights anymore.
Dude.
Everybody just gets their phone out and they're like, oh.
Oh, man. And they yell shit. Yeah. I would say this because I've watched a shitload of these fights recently, like in the last few nights.
I could watch those forever. I can go on World Star Hip Hop
that's
watch
where it starts.
Humanity crumble.
I will say this, and this is my advice to anybody that's listening. I know a lot of kids listen to this show, high school kids and whatnot. If you're going to get into a fight, get in the fucking grass. Fight. Because
right.
so many. It's.
Unless
dude,
you have good
people,
judo. Unless you have good judo. If you have good judo, slam them in the cement.
But yes. So many people get their heads bounced on that concrete,
yeah.
and then you're done.
Hey,
you're done.
So we're about to fight. What do you? Hey, you want some?
I do. Let's get in the grass. It's
let's
very dangerous right here.
Let's go over there. Everybody, follow us with your camera.
I'd love some. Everyone, we're getting in the grass. Everyone, take your shoes off.
So,
you have a costume.
I know. What do you smoke? 12 pack. I do smoke a pack of cigarettes a day.
So,
you have no excuse, sir.
Yeah, and now everybody knows jiu-jitsu. Like, everybody's in jiu-jitsu. Everybody's doing jiu-jitsu.
Everybody wants to rear naked choke somebody. There's
everybody.
So many fights that end in a rear naked choke on YouTube. It's almost always that.
Yeah.
It's almost always end in someone getting somebody's back.
Because back in the day,
like,
it was this. It was just two guys doing this.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And now it's just like choke out, wake up, I shit my pants in front of everybody.
Yeah, people used to get, oh, you want to take this outside, fella?
Huh?
They would box like it was the 1940s.
Yeah,
that's
like
how people
Aaron
fought.
Has something to say?
Oh, damn it.
Everyone coughing.
It used to be where I'd look at a guy's eyes and then his hands to see what his intentions are and if he has a weapon. Now I look at their ears.
Aaron,
they
have the cauliflower ears. I'm like, fuck.
I'm out.
Aaron,
can't
where are you growing
guy.
Up that you're looking for weapons?
I was a security guard for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you, Aaron, what would Aaron the security guard like? What is
Aaron
the security guard?
I'm pretty sure his wife knows how he can throw somebody out a window.
Started out really strong, really professional, and went real downhill.
How soon did you become racist?
4 minutes.
Oh, never. Never?
No, I stopped doing the job.
About 12 years ago. Oh, me or him?
Okay.
Oh, him? Yeah, no.
More than that, Jason.
Jason came out of the womb racist. Yeah, dude, that's I wouldn't even know. Because you did security for a while when you went back to Indiana, right?
Yeah, sure did. It was the worst.
You were
Do you
security.
It was the worst. Security.
And I had one of those, what are those things called? ASPs?
What?
ASP. What are those things where they're like a stick and you can sling it out?
Aaron, what is it called?
Aaron, I think I know what you're talking about.
There's nine people in this room.
A blackjack.
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 They're illegal. Yeah.
They're illegal?
In this state.
Yeah. In California, they are.
ASP, yeah.
Yeah, ASP. Look at that.
And there's a lightsaber on the other one.
Yeah.
I wish I would have had one of those.
So
yeah, man, it's weird because, well, because you're always drinking with, you're fucking with people that are drunk. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's people that are drinking that you are trying to keep cool, and someone's always going to get chippy. And you got to be like, dude, calm down. You're a cuckoo right now.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you say? God damn it. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Security sucks.
You know, it's like once in a while I'll do stand-up, and wherever I'm gigging, they'll throw me in. I'll go around. It's like a college town, and you just walk around, and you could just feel the testosterone in the air. Like, I don't know how there's not a million fights constantly.
Yeah.
You know?
There are.
So I'm walking around with Kim Condit one time down in La Jolla, and all she's doing is just yelling to any dude walking around how much she wants some dick. And I'm like, you're calling the sharks.
You're chumming the water.
Yeah, you're chumming the water.
I think I'm pretty sure she knew
I'm
that.
I'm not going to come save you.
But how else are you supposed to get dick? She did nothing wrong.
Well, I mean,
I'm sure she got laid that night. Like, I'm sure that worked for her.
I mean, like,
always say, like, we're so lucky to be girls because we can walk out and do that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so what's she doing wrong?
Well, the point is because everyone's drunk and then I'm the
Great,
guy there.
They're ready to go.
Okay. Back to creepy 209 over here. I just want a loop of when you start to get creepy. Whenever we talk about the 209.
It's when I got dumped. I'm just so single.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I'm just creepy now.
He dumped you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm unlovable, Sam.
Well, you know what's so funny? A long time ago, I heard Jay Moore talking. Jay Moore, who's going through his own shit right now.
Yeah.
But
it's fun to read about on TMZ.
It's really sad.
What happened to him?
He's like, I don't know, he's spiraling out, dude. Like, him and his wife are going through a divorce, and it's just getting ugly.
And
she's like,
about
I got
TMZ.
Secrets! And he's like, and I think he's popping pills.
She's a pill popper, yeah. They're fighting each other for custody.
Who's his wife? Is she somebody that I should...
Yeah, Nikki Cox. Remember Nikki Cox was hot back in the day?
Uh-huh.
And then she started getting plastic surgery done, and she just sliced and diced the
Give
wrong
me a
way.
Nikki Cox before and after.
Yeah.
Would her... Oh, boy.
Yeah,
is that really her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nah.
Remember she did one show and she blew up? And
that
now,
show with the bunny.
The weird dog or whatever.
Yeah,
she was married to Bobcat.
Yep,
fucking
that is true.
Stupid
yep.
lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just got...
I hate that.
You just like... She just looking...
I don't know. When people do that, you're like, do you not see that?
Like, you look like you just like put like stupid fake... like It's
like I look like a rodeo clown. And then her tit job was bad. Like, look at her before. Look at her.
Yeah, she had really nice boobs before.
Yeah, she had fucking...
We're all aging. I just, like, dude, to be a hot chick in L.A.
My tits
like,
are saggy.
Yeah, my tits now touch my fucking taint. That's how long my shit is now. But he's just going crazy, dude. Like, I feel really bad for him, dude.
Well, you know, we all go through
it. Wait, my breakup reminds you of this breakup? Is that how we got
into
this?
And that's how she was Bobcat's wife.
No, the reason that I always think about you is because he was talking about how people who run marathons can't get intimate with people. That
it
they
wasn't me. I was good to go. He dumped me.
Yeah, but he said you were unloving.
No, he said I'm not the one. He said I'm not the one. I'm unlovable.
Unlovable, he said?
No, he said he doesn't love me. I'm not the one.
Well, are you happy? I mean, like, I know it hurt, but when you
No, I'm not
get
happy.
Out?
I love him.
Okay.
Aww.
Did you tell him that you loved you? Did you tell him that you loved him?
This is so dark. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be.
Come on.
I love
Come on,
him. Yes,
talk
he knows
to us.
I love him, and he does not love me back.
Well, we're going to find you somebody new.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to find you
Hey, it might be Nick Diaz.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
This is so embarrassing.
Does Nick Diaz have
air.
A girlfriend?
I don't know.
He was with a chick last night. I don't know if they were together or whatever. She was very nice.
Nate doesn't have a girlfriend. Nate does.
Nate does.
Nate seems like the more centered of the two. Doesn't he seem like the more businessman?
I liked both of them very much. I would go as far as call them like friends. They're not really best friends. It's more me and Mickey, but but we're more like spirit animals. Yeah, we're more each other's spirit animal.
Yeah. Well, if me, well, now Candace's single, if me and her hook up, wouldn't we be Eskimo brothers?
You guys could adopt me, and then I could have a daddy.
Yeah, there you go.
He's younger than you, whatever it takes.
Don't talk about my dad, bitch. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Mom.
That'd be so weird that you banged your mom.
So, hey, I mean, wouldn't shock. Hey, it's happened to worse people.
It has happened to worse people.
Let me ask you the crazy question that you were just saying. It's because as a fighter, you always hate it, but no fight lined up right now.
Nothing lined up.
What is that like? When you're a fighter and you're 3-0 in the UFC, and now you're waiting.
Some people, they will lack motivation if they don't have like something to work for or something like that, but I'd say like the little bit of success I had this past year, it just made me like hungrier, more like driven. Like I just, you know, so I'm training my ass off. I'm doing 2 days, you know.
How many times got your boy doing your stuff? I think you see that there's you got to be everything. You can't just be a fighter. You got to be
an entertainer too.
Yeah, you got to do everything.
Yeah.
How many times a year are you looking to fight? Like every
three? Three times a year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I did like last year.
Yeah. So you're looking like when you put your plan together, you're like, okay, I'd like to fight. Do you have like a billboard with like a hit list of like eight or nine guys?
Everybody. Well, I asked for Dan Hardy, but he don't want none.
You hear that, Hardy? Yeah. You hear that, Hardy?
He don't want none. I mean, it is what it is. So yeah, everybody, man, looking at 55 or 70s, you know.
Uh huh.
Everybody.
Eventually, you'll be, 55. You're going to be like, fuck that.
I don't know. I'm going to have a shitty month if I go down to 55. I'm going to have a shitty month, like eating like nothing, you know, so.
Hey, but you're still tall for 170, too,
no, I'm
right?
still, yeah, and I'm like 200 pounds right now. Like, I've been lifting and eating, you know.
I'm 209.
Oh,
my God. Look at that. How creepy that guy. Yeah, she loves that shit.
Yeah.
She loves that shit.
I'm 170 holding 15-pound shoes.
Jesus.
What do you think of, and then I want to talk more about that fight over the weekend. What do you think of GSP versus Bisping? I mean, it just seems like it's thrown that division into chaos. And I kind of feel bad for Jacare because that fight is made. It's kind of put him on hold.
Sure.
And
well, now it's
a moot point.
Yeah.
If he would have won over the weekend, you'd be like, wow, okay, Jacare
that shot. Yeah.
He gets lost and then he loses that. And then if I'm the fight maker, I'm like, see everybody? Told you he wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm. It's just such a weird.
But you were asking about GSP and Bisping. I think that's a fun fight. I say, GSP is a legend. He retired with the belt at 70. I say he comes back if Bisping wants to do it. He should be able to call the shots a little bit. You know what I mean?
Who should be the – now we have Whitaker going, but they want to throw Whitaker into the contention.
But it's nice because Bisping and GSP both think each other are like candy. Like they both – like Bisping's like, look, I got this undersized guy. Like that's be a nice title defense. And then GSP's like, I could beat this guy. I could beat the 85-pound champ and then get a belt. So I think it's – I see how it screw shit up a little bit. But
I think Bisping is the most disrespected fighter out there. I think nobody has respect for him because he lost a couple fights. And then nobody.
He was a gatekeeper for a time period, but he's a fucking champ, and he's forever.
The guys he fought all got busted for roids. Like,
true. No, absolutely.
After.
Absolutely.
And so you take away those fights where you take away Wanderlei Silva loss, the Vitor Belfort loss. I think there was one more in there that they all got. Sonnen, you take away those. The guy really hasn't had a bad loss. He's fought a lot of the best of the best.
For sure. Paid his dues. Totally, yeah.
Bisping and DC are the most disrespected champions. Nobody, for the majority of people, when you think of Bisping and you think of DC, you're like, it's not really his belt, though. Even though it is. And I know that they are.
I
understand that more about DC than Bisping.
Yep.
Because Bisping's, he's fought everyone. He's been around forever.
Yep.
Forever. You know, he was like one of the first like mouth heels too. The guys who could talk and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was doing it before Chael Sonnen was doing
it.
He
really got really under Hendo's skin when they were on the Ultimate Fighter. Yeah. He got under his
skin. What about
skin.
Luke Rockhold? He fucking
he's
got-
and Rock, the first time Rockhold fought him, he you know, he kind of chumped
him.
Like yeah, exactly. But he beat him, knocked his ass out.
Yeah, and just seems like the UFC is so interesting because you have the title, you lose it. Something seems to happen in your head, and it's really hard to get back there, it seems like, because it's so competitive.
I think it's that. It's just it's so competitive.
It's so
everyone you're fighting. Everyone, like a guy like Weidman, like he's still fighting the best of the best, every single one.
Yeah, he's fighting ones and twos.
Yes, yes. He's fighting the top five. There's not an easy fight there.
Yeah,
not an easy fight in the UFC, and there's not an easy, definitely not an easy fight in the top five. No fucking way.
And, you know, going back to D.C., I'm John Jones for life. 607, we're from the same area. I can't judge anybody on what they do outside the octagon in their personal life because
you're God, into no, the same things
well,
as John Jones.
Yeah, just get creeping, creeping.
Girls and parties?
Yeah,
yeah you
I'm
upstate
into creeping.
Boys.
Yeah. So we're those upstate boys.
Upstaters, bro.
Yeah, those upstate boys get weird, man, and I get it, man. So I can't hate him, but the truth is, to me, like, what is DC supposed to do? Not take the belt? Wait till John Jones gets his fucking act in
here? Dude.
DC's like Gerard Carmichael of comedy. He's gotten these two HBO specials. People say bad, you know, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. What is that? What is he supposed to do?
Yeah. Not say everybody, no? It's the same thing. They're like, dude,
say no, this guy deserves
belt.
It more?
Yeah.
No,
then come take my belt.
Yeah.
Take and no one's been able to do it yet.
He's a great fighter. People don't realize, man, he fought some monsters at heavyweight and beat them.
Dude, he beat Rumble twice.
And he talks good shit, too. I don't know why people don't respect his shit-talking game. He gets into people's heads. Look what he did to Ryan Bader. Just lit him up.
I don't think he's a good shit-talker.
I think he's great, dude.
Do you?
I think he's fucking thinks. Him calling out Manowar, or whatever that guy's name is, was fucking scientific. Yeah. Already put him up.
He doesn't make me laugh, though. Conor's hilarious.
Well, I mean, you're talking about the next level,
the Diaz brothers are hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're just himself. I feel like he's playing a character.
Yeah.
He's not really that guy.
We want to be your writers, too. When you start getting into the big fights, we want to start sending you lines to say to people. Mm-hmm. Just little seeds put in your head and just watch you light these guys up.
Okay.
It turns into a
got
his battle.
I've been lighting them up.
You're
them
amazing.
On thank you.
You're great. That's why you got good shit going on.
I want to spin it a different way because I have a signature move that you might be able to use.
Can I, real quick, before you start?
Sure.
This signature move is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek for all of your ticketing needs, guys. It's really simple. Go to your app store on your phone, download the SeatGeek app, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and you'll get $20 to your first purchase, and you can purchase anything. UFC fights, NBA playoffs. I just went to the Clippers game. Watch us get our asses handed to us.
You went without us?
Yes, I did. I bought them for me and Dana. It was a date night.
Okay, that's fine.
And we went out, and we got great seats for pretty fucking cheap, and it's everything. And they look at SeatGeek will list you cheapest offers to best offers, and they'll even tell you if this offers football. Hold on, go down. When's DJ Shadow? The Fonda? Triple it. That's tonight. Fuck.
Bill, you already buy tickets for, you should use SeatGeek.
Yeah. Why don't you use SeatGeek, dude? Why don't you help the team? Your guys are regular on the show.
For Friday? Do you already buy those tickets?
Yeah, I just got those.
He's taking his girl to John Mayer.
Hey, I get it. Look at you, dude. That guy's getting ass. And you know what? Maybe you should use, you use SeatGeek? Look, you use SeatGeek.
Yeah.
He used the promo code.
He did. Oh, you already use SeatGeek,
yes.
Though. Oh, all right. You already used it.
That's amazing. Right. This guy gets it. He used the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. $20 towards your purchase.
Nice.
Where do you get
smart,
that?
Smart, but Bill, you're very savvy.
Ticketmaster. SeatGeek is where it's at. It lists where you can go, where the show is. Oh, my God. There's going to be so many chicks there.
Let me tell you a good John Mayer story you can tell your chick.
I want to talk to SeatGeek about combining with Tinder and doing a SeatGeek Tinder app where it's like buy these tickets.
I have a meeting with Tinder on Wednesday.
Do you
so
really?
I'll bring it up to them.
Really?
What is your meeting with them about?
How can I fuck everybody?
Like, do you want to be like the face of Tinder?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why? Why wouldn't you?
I love that.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't even have a Tinder.
It's just his face smiling when the app opens up.
And then just gargoyles for days.
You're
going to
need
that.
One after the meeting.
Can I
You're
ask
gonna
you
need
something?
You to do it.
If there was an... Well, so finish. Go to SeatGeek. Help out the show. and make it happen. And we appreciate them sponsoring Punch Drunk. If Tinder had an app where a guy could put a dick pic there, a special that you could, would you ever click on the dick pic? Like, I don't think you can put your dick on there.
Isn't that Tinder anyway?
I think you could.
You can't, like, you one of your pictures can be like me at work, me with my puppy,
I bet you, yeah,
me with a hiking, yeah, you pick and your here's pictures. My monster.
They,
cock. No,
I don't, I don't think anyone like approves it. I think you could.
They'd all be fake.
The reason I don't think you can because you never see chicks putting up naked pics, and the chicks would be.
But I think because they're actually trying to like meet people and stuff, and they're worried they're going to get that screenshotted, be like, oh, this is, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's the.
The other thing is,
a lot of people you know on Tinder too.
No one's using it.
Yeah,
real...
how many times? Before I got rid of my,
I was like, you don't have it, but you sure know how it works.
Yeah, no.
You gotta have, if you're gonna have your dick pic, here's how you know that it's really you. Hold up today's newspaper next to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now
I know
you just sent me that.
Yeah.
It could be anybody's dick pic, but well, if it's today's USA Today.
On top of the, right next to the top.
You gotta contort yourself like a selfie.
Well, exactly. Angles, man. I gotta make this 6 inches look like
I just
monster.
Throw it in my mouth. I throw it in my mouth and take a selfie.
Yeah but you've got to
use one of those Funhouse Snapchat filters.
That's why Theo uses your dick pics.
Hey, man,
I think
appreciate
that's so
that.
Funny. He talks about you all the time.
On other pods, people always hit me up that he does it.
Yeah. Hey, man,
he's got a good dick.
He'll always be like, hey, man, I might need another pic, man. They asked for three. I only got two of yours. I'm like, bro, I don't know, bro. But anyways, two things. One, cool John Mayer story for you. He is a very cool guy. He hangs out at the store a bunch of times. He's that dude that banged every girl that I liked. Like,
really?
Like Jennifer Love Hewitt. Every celebrity.
Who's on his hit list? Who's he got on his
Jennifer
hit list?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Aniston.
He banged Jennifer Aniston. Jessica Simpson.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
This is what I'm good at.
I love Katy Perry.
Dude, he's
her and her worship Satan.
He took them all down.
I'm so in.
He took them all down. So, and I'm sitting there talking
she
to him.
Worship Satan.
First time I met him, he's.
Oh, here we go. Look at this hit list.
Super cool guy. And I'm talking to him and I go, bro. He's a really funny, nice guy. So you're like, oh, of course he's fucking funny and nice. And I go, based on everybody that you've hooked up with, I'm thinking about sucking your dick right now.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm thinking about letting you. I was like, cool. Ah, damn.
I would love to keep holding out. Go for it. Just pull it on your shit.
Said it quick, too.
Not
I'm
taking
about letting
too
you.
Seriously.
Yeah, let's
cool.
go. Cool. Let's do it.
He's
let's go down.
Guy.
Who else? I don't know who that chick is right there.
Doesn't matter.
No, down one.
Minka Kelly.
That's Minka
Kelly.
Oh,
I loved her when she was on Friday Night Lights.
Didn't Jeter get up in that?
Yeah.
Oh, look, that's when she was at her hottest.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, God bless her.
That was when Jessica Simpson.
Jessica
just,
Simpson was like
Minka Kelly.
She'd just, make my dick like hurt.
Yeah,
when I was little.
Every time Misha Tate got punched in the face, my dick cried. Oh, Taylor Swift. Let's talk about Taylor Swift because I actually Taylor Swift song made into my Spotify workouts list. Bad Blood. I don't know. I like it.
And were you getting really into your workout?
Yeah, I try. I started walking over just walking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now we got Bad Blood. Mm-hmm. I love it. I don't know why. Do you think she's good and bad or not? I think she just sits there.
I think she just sits there.
She dead fish?
Yeah, yeah. Like she just lays there going, I'm Taylor Swift. What can you do? And if not, nah, she in real life, she just swipes fucking right. She's like, get the fuck out of here.
Sometimes, those are the ones that surprise you.
You think she's a freak?
I hope so.
Hold on, we got a call coming in on the SeatGeek Celebrity Hotline. Who's online?
Wheels, I said pastrami, not salami.
Oh, snap. Andrew Dice Clay is on the line. It's been a while, Dice. What is new?
Yeah, look, Ari, it's me.
Ari's not here. Ari's not here. We don't know where Ari is. Has anybody heard from Ari? Nobody knows where he is.
I banned Ari from the U.S.
Oh, what happened to him? You banned him from the country after banning him from the house?
He's banned from the United States.
Holy
shit. You gotta leave. You're a zero, Ari.
God damn, you really.
Why did you ban him from the United States?
Well, there was this time I invite the guy to my house, extend the courtesy to him.
Uh-huh.
And I catch him rifling through my affairs.
Jesus Christ.
I hate an affair rifler.
Yep.
That guy is such a piece of shit. I can't believe he did that to a legend like you.
Dice.
I appreciate the fact that he's transitioning right now. And I can't wait to see what he looks like as a broad.
Is that your opinion? That you think he's transitioning to a woman and that's why nobody knows where he is?
I'm gonna fuck Ari so hard in his asshole and his makeshift pussy.
Yeah.
It's going to be unbelievable.
It's going to be amazing.
Hey, Dice, is Wheels there by any chance? I wonder if he's still around.
You want to talk to that guy?
Yeah, maybe we'll say hi to him.
All right.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Wheels, celebrity chef. You're a celebrity chef, right?
Yeah, I know where Ari is.
Okay,
you know where Ari is. Where is he?
I flew him on my jet to the Philippines.
On your jet?
Yeah, I'm a pilot.
Like you're a lying. Pilot and a chef?
He lies a lot. Yeah, he does lie a lot. Wheels, we were talking about you at the Comedy Store last night, and I forgot that you played football for who now?
Florida State.
Oh, you played for Florida. You were a Seminole, huh? What position did you play?
You know, just a bunch of them.
Oh, really?
Bobby Bowden?
Yeah. Bobby Bowden, huh?
Yeah, who was coach when you were there?
Well, we just called him coach.
Who were some of your teammates when you were there?
There was Johnson, Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Robbins.
Robbins, yeah, of course. He was.
Not the phone, Wales. Enough of the story.
Sorry, Dice. Hi.
Dice,
hey, who's the other guy in there?
It's Mickey Gall.
World on, famous Dice. UFC fighter.
You better recognize.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Dice.
Now, you don't
be
know
nice.
Lot, you don't know a lot
when's
of fighters.
The last time you sold out Madison Square, Mickey Gall?
Say something nice about me now, Dice.
You're Dice. From New Jersey. I'm from Brooklyn, so I guess there's something there. That's as nice as I'm going to get for you.
We'll take it.
I saw a picture of that guy next to this lady with some of the biggest fun bags I've ever seen in my life.
Was that, who was that? Misha Tate? Has she got big fun bags?
Duh.
I think that was her name. Yeah, she got big cupcakes.
And I started looking at Mickey a little more than Misha.
Why? Why?
Misha's just, I don't know. My eye went to that way.
Is it possible, Dice, that you got so much pussy in your life, you're just bored with it, and maybe you're just thinking about young MMA fighters?
Sometimes you get a little older, you know, you get the leather gloves on, they feel good against your penis.
You really are a leather daddy if you think about it.
Ew, yeah.
Ew, yeah.
I am thinking about it, and I'm getting excited a little bit.
Okay, let's not creep out. What's going on with your show? You got your show still going? When you shoot,
the show's going. I'm like Ari. I got a successful career.
Oh, snaps. Ari is successful, too. Or Arina, whatever her name is when she gets back.
He's it's
Ariel.
Both good names.
The little Jew maid.
Little Jew maid. That's very nice.
He's going to have a new profession now, too.
Yeah. He's gonna shoot ping pong balls out of his snatch. That's how he's gonna
shining dicks for nickels.
That's gonna be his big closer. Just shooting ping pong balls out of his fucking makeshift pussy. God, when's he coming back?
I hear he's gonna be resurfacing soon.
So did
really?
I.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think
Mickey
so.
Mickey Dog's got the down low on Ari.
Come on, dog.
No.
What do you think, Dice?
I think he's gone. I think we're never going to hear from him again.
I mean, he might come back but never do this podcast again.
That is one of my biggest fears.
I'm sure it is, actually.
If that's the case, I will smack the shit out of Ari.
Dude, would you choke him out if he
leaves the
three amigos down to two?
Yeah.
I'd say,
I'm old school, man. I'm Toad Hop Days with what's his name calling in? And what was his name? He stopped calling in.
Ron?
Ron! That's exactly
Ron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why did Ron stop?
Which one was Ron?
Ron was the Canadian guy who lived with his
mother.
And Renee?
Yeah, Renee just got married.
Mexican number one.
To that big white chick?
Yeah, just got married last weekend.
Though. Good for you,
Renee.
I love her.
She's so cool.
Nice. She's
big cool. White chick.
Yeah, he had some tall white chick.
Yeah, volleyball player.
No, a volleyballer. She a spiker.
Like, what if he's listening?
I hope he is.
I love you, Renee.
Yeah, I mean, dude, he's ethnic. Of course he likes thick white women.
That was chunky in the spick days.
That was a great time.
Yeah.
That was a great time.
What happened to the power, Les?
Yeah, whatever did happen to
her. Oh,
Sammy! Hey! I want to lick her lemon, Sammy!
Hey, there she is.
Yeah. Oh, I do miss that. I don't know why our callers don't call as much as they used to. We had some great callers.
That was the manliest person ever to call into the show.
We're going to do the punches.
Mac Hard, that was her name.
We're just waiting for our fucking website to go up. And that should be, we got, guess how long till it's up. Three weeks.
I was going to say. I'm a web expert.
Oh,
Wheels. You're going to be able to put it back up.
I keep feeling like you're lying again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work for the Geek Squad.
Oh, you do? Wheels Works. Yeah, you're a chef, the pilot, and a computer nerd.
I have like $40 billion right now.
Really? Wow. $40 billion?
That's a lot.
I take back what I said.
Steve Ballmer's a good friend.
Oh, he is? Steve Ballmer, part of the Committee of 300.
Wheels, didn't they let you do the Comedy Store Christmas party once? Didn't he, Wheels, cater that once?
Yeah.
I know you're going to say yes, but can anybody else verify that?
I'm sure he did at one point.
Some of the stuff said Cantor's on it, but I just put those stickers on as a goof.
Oh, I get it. I respect
the
that.
The McDonald's bag was just what you brought it in?
Yeah. It was all Wheels original.
I respect that. I respect that. Wheels, before we got to go, what was your greatest athletic achievement?
The time a woman named Roxy ate my ass.
Okay, that was a great time.
Wow.
So every time I see that girl, I just think she ate Wheels' asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, that was real.
Oh, that's real. There's a female comic.
I know, you never know, right?
Yeah.
And she used to come around all the time.
I kissed her on the mouth after. Anyway, it wasn't that bad.
Good kid.
Yeah. People nasty.
Don't you kiss girls after you lick their assholes after?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's pretty normal, Wheels. Yeah.
Hold on. Me eating a girl's butt and somebody eating Wheels' butt and then kissing another, totally different thing.
You know what? For the first time ever on Punch Drunk, I agree with Sam.
Yeah. Same.
That's the difference between, like,
sure is.
Shitty fast food and fine dining, okay? It's just like, disgusting. Disgusting.
I have another friend who got his ass eaten by some girl, and Jeff Richards.
Oh, and right up there.
And I knew that, I was just kind of like, every time I saw her, I was just like, yeah,
you can't
look
at them the same.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let a girl eat. I'd be like, dude, there's too much shrubbery down there.
Shrubbery.
I make them eat my ass at gunpoint.
Do you?
Man, this is something that's hot about that.
You do look like you fuck with weapons.
I mean,
what if somebody had beat Ollie's ass as like a punishment for a crime?
Bag of bets?
I would just ask to be converted to prison time.
I wonder if his ass is better now that he's just been gone. He looks like
he
lost.
Well, he got the rejuvenation surgery, but there's only so much you can do. There really is.
Maybe
they cut out parts of his asshole to make his vagina.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They use his asshole lips for his new pussy.
That could be a big ass pussy.
There's a lot of real estate back there, like 4 acres.
4 acres.
I wonder if his asshole comes with a mule.
Yeah, right.
It should come with something because it's terrible. It should come with a Sherpa.
Ugh. Well, Dice, thanks for calling in. We always love you, and thanks for being nice to Mickey. He's a regular on the show, so we appreciate your kindness.
You got a nice head of hair. I'll give you that.
Okay, thanks. He does. He really does. That's young man hair right there. That's young, full of life hair. I have giving up, slowly decaying.
You are not lacking hair.
I am not, but it's not as powerful as it used to be. It just is.
Your hair?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I used to have great thick hair. Now it's
your hair's fine.
Yeah,
you have thick hair.
Show us your chest hair. It's pretty.
Ooh,
powerful.
Damn, dog!
Powerful.
I'm hard now.
What did you just see? The fucking full moon.
Can I just tell you things on UFC fighters? I like them to shave down. Right when they fight,
girls or guys?
imagine a bush like coming out of.
I would love that.
Oh, that would be the best.
That'd be great.
That'd be the best.
If you could actually do that and win, you would blow up. They would blow up.
You get like buffers, like fighting in this corner. Sarah 70s Bush Jones,
Sasquatch Snatch. Hey, what's up with the nickname? Are you going to stick with just Mickey Gall?
Yeah, but unofficially, we'll have all, you know, Punch Drunk nicknames.
Okay.
Unofficially.
That really long one, not blah, blah, blah's best friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, what about the spirit animal?
I like the pale horse, too.
Pale horse. I'm telling you, go with it.
Wrecking ball.
Wrecking ball.
After his meeting tomorrow, he's going to be Mickey the Tinderbox going.
Yeah.
Tinderbox.
Ooh.
He doesn't talk a lot, but when he does, it matters.
Ooh.
Even if it sounds like he's fucking smoking a lot of cigarettes.
What if you just, combine it with Tinder, like a big promotional thing, and then just only while you're single, you know what I mean? When you fight, have a buffer be like, Mickey, he's definitely single right now, Gall! And then when you're in a relationship, you'll just be Mickey Gall.
Yeah,
but that way all the bitches know,
they gotta know somehow.
Dude, who was the hot new black UFC ring girl? They had a new one. She's smoking hot. And I couldn't, I looking her up, like, hot black fucking UFC. They had the old girl, Chandra, who
we're
got,
find out.
They got, they, you know they were looking for a way to get her out because I was at the live, dude, that guy's a fucking dick. Good.
He's dead.
I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. That fucking dude, I got so angry when I saw that video. That's her right there. Who is she?
I don't know. I like her too.
I love her. Look at those big teeth. Jesse.
Hey, do me a favor.
No, what's no, making a Saved by the Bell reference?
Well, Water, do me a favor. Yeah. Google horse and see if this gets Sam turned on.
Oh, did she have big teeth?
Yeah, that's what he was just saying.
I love horse teeth on women.
And she wears them well.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, look at the one on the bottom. Yeah, that's it.
I call those the Miley Cyrus jizz platters. That's what I call them. The Miley Cyrus jizz platters.
What's wrong with you?
Have you met? Do you meet a lot of hot chicks, hot famous women at UFC fights? Have they started coming to the UFC fights?
It's mostly dudes. It's mostly dudes.
Mostly hot dudes.
Yeah, mostly hot dudes. Yeah.
When the money goes up, the girls will come. Yeah. That's how you'll know the money's good is when the chicks show up.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I miss the old days when you were probably super young. When they used to, the UFC would just show all the porn stars.
Yeah, I've heard you talking about that. Yeah.
I used to love it. You're like, oh, she's filthy, she's filthy, she's filthy.
Yeah, there's always, now it's just all like random athletes. The entire Buffalo Bills were at that, the one that was in Buffalo.
Well, you know, so, dude, I got to be honest with you, with the ring girls, I love when they go to other countries because there's no like, hey, we got, you know, feminism, we got, blah, blah, blah. They just like, look at this talking fucked out. You know, it's just like big sloppy nasties and they're like, yeah, they get it. Yeah. Like Bellator gets it.
They should have like a UFC in like Afghanistan or like Russia, where it's just women that are on like leashes. They just like, right, help me on their hand and wave by the camera. You know what I mean? Just complete sex trafficking.
They fucking get it. I lost some money this week on the UFC fights. I always do my 5 to 6 guy fight parlay.
I'm BetDSI.
I'm BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 towards your betting needs. And, dude, go for it. I love to do a $50 parlay. I'm going to hit one eventually.
I was going
to
say, that's going to be a big day when you come in here. You're like, I did it. So who lost it for you this time?
I lost to Jacare. That's where I lost it on Jacare.
I think a lot of people did.
I didn't think Whitaker was going to beat him. I mean, I like Whitaker, but I didn't think
he really
was going to win.
I really liked that fight. That was my favorite fight.
But, dude, you know what I do now? Is I find there's always one fight that has a plus 10,000 on a draw, and I throw 10 bucks on it.
If you throw 10 bucks, you get a grand.
No. On a draw. I mean, those are rare, but it's 10 bucks.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Sure.
I spend that on fucking food. Fuck it. So then I thought Wilson was going to have a chance. I really did because they were standing next to each other and his hands were just so much. I mean, they were huge compared to Demetrius Johnson's. But Johnson fucking got him, dude. Is Johnson in discussion? Is that one of the greatest to ever do it?
Absolutely. He's the best pound for pound right now. He does everything perfect. He fights pretty flawless, so I say yes.
What? He's running out of people to fight. He's just going to have to go and beat everybody again.
Here's he's got to fight some 35ers.
I think he has to win one more. I think he's going to try.
Set the record. Yeah, fuck yeah, do it.
And then it's time to move on.
35ers. Dominic Cruz, people, you know?
Yeah. He says, I'll fight Cody at 125. No, move up.
Yeah.
Move up. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, you should get a free title shot, too, moving up.
Move it right up.
Let him get a title shot right away.
100% agree.
You see it in boxing, and I don't know.
That one's backed up, too. That division is way backed up because you have Cody fighting TJ after this season.
I'm excited for that fight.
Fuck yeah.
I'm excited
for the UFC fight. That's an awesome
fighter.
Me, too.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is
going to
be a fun year.
Fighter.
This is
going to
be a fun
one.
But then you also have Dominic Cruz probably going to fight the winner of that. But then you have guys like Jimmy Rivera, who's ranked number 4, who won like nine.
Guy?
Yeah, he beat Uriah the night I fought Punk, actually. Mm-hmm. He beat him that night. I think he's a little guy with dynamite in his hands, right? No, he's trying to fight a Sun Tzu or something like that.
Is he the little guy with dynamite in his hands where he just touches anybody?
No, he's not like a knockout guy. He's a Tiger Shulman's guy.
Who's the little guy that would knock out
Lineker?
Yeah, that guy.
But TJ beat him. TJ beat him.
Yeah, you're
and that's
right.
When TJ now TJ has a title shot. Pull up Jimmy Rivera. Please.
Pull up Stat Guy.
Yo, you've been killing it too. You've been doing a great job.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, after a couple
now,
weeks
I start
on
talking,
the job,
he's like,
we didn't get rid of him.
I know.
He knows what he's doing. Apparently, Fight Nanny had a talk with her fucking assistant.
I was like, you don't have to try much after a couple weeks.
This guy, Jimmy Rivera, beast.
Oh, dude, look at that record too.
Yeah, he hasn't lost in like 15 fights. He's like crazy.
That's a crazy.
Might be like 19 straight wins.
That's crazy, El Terror. Man, I'm offering free nickname maker advice to any UFC fighter. Hit me up. I will come up with a name that is better than what you're probably going to come up with. It's very important.
Is that your new business?
Yeah.
What about the race trader? Nah.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
It's like so obviously bad.
So is Dimitri
Martin?
Mighty Mouse, is he on? Does he start to get in that discussion of the Mount Rushmore? Should
Mount
he?
Rushmore. Yes, he should.
He should, but is he?
Is it I know a lot of people didn't know he was fighting until, like, fight week. You know what I mean? There's some reason. Maybe it is because he's so perfect.
And
that
he's,
it's just like, it's almost like, it's he's just like a video game character.
And it's just
no
like.
No one likes the lower
people don't stick,
classes.
Yeah. But people are loving, they love, I mean.
Cody, because he knocks
Cody,
people out and he talks.
Right above that's Connor.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I still consider that. I consider under 55 like a lower weight class.
Yeah.
But
I think that's
enough.
155 is
they
like.
They probably come up to like your hip.
155 is right where I think most people start at. Of like, okay, these are, you know.
Yeah.
Like a novice fan.
Yeah.
You get into the, they're like, I don't even know these little cute
well,
little
you
guys
have,
are.
You even boxing, you have El Chocolate, who's this great Mexican fighter. And nobody knows who he is. He always fights on Triple G's undercard. And, dude, the guy's fun to watch. But he jumped up. Yeah, that guy's a great fighter, man. That
oh,
guy,
Chocolatito.
Yeah, Chocolatito. He's a great fighter. He went up too high. He went up a weight class too much. And
is that a current photo? He's 12, right?
Yeah.
No, that's a current photo.
He's young. 12 years old. No,
he probably had like, he is probably 12 and has already had 100 fights, I'm sure.
It just said 29. I'm so confused, guys. That's not a man.
He's fun to watch. You like boxing
face.
Too?
Yeah. Yes. I liked old boxing. I like if I'm going to watch, I don't really, I'm not really up on following right now, but I will watch a lot of old boxing.
Old boxing is great, dude. Yeah.
Speaking of favorite sports, you're a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you heard about all this Eli Manning shit?
No.
Yeah, you haven't?
What? It's fucking so crazy.
What?
And I have a theory about
deviant?
It. I have
Don't
a theory
me.
About it.
He, I would love that.
They've got an email, basically. I'll give a short version of it.
You know what it is? They found an email which states that Eli Manning likes to get pegged in the ass by his cheerleaders.
Woo!
No, I'm like,
oh, man.
I believe
you.
Oh,
man.
I just wanted to see if I could get it.
Fuck it.
So, you know those memorabilia, like, conventions and all that? And a lot of these NFL players will sign on with them.
Okay.
They got an email from him, from his personal emails. So they're getting, anyway, that company's being, I believe, sued for selling bogus memorabilia.
Okay.
Well, to prove that in the court case, an email from Eli Manning came out to the equipment manager saying, I need helmets that and they need to appear to be game-worn.
Okay. So he's scamming.
So he's scamming. But you're like, how much money do you need?
Yeah.
What are you making, an extra $1,000 on a helmet?
Yeah.
Well,
you're not getting 50 grand. Even if you are, you're so rich.
But
well,
one thing,
this
he's very
in his rookie contract. And still, he's still making a lot of money.
He was rich when he was in college.
Yeah, but
I have a theory. Yeah. He's very involved. This might be just my Giants fan.
Okay.
My Giant fanhood coming out. But he's very involved in charity and stuff. So maybe he's like, I'm just going to take this money, charity it up.
Maybe
thinks that money's better in my hands. I'm going to put it to good use.
Yeah.
I got
maybe.
Or maybe he's just like everybody else where it's never enough money and he just wants to make more money.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
You know? I mean, like, it's never enough.
If this is a punter or a long snapper or somebody that's making $130,000 and he knows he's going to play 3 years of pro ball and that's probably it. Okay. I can see you scamming another 40, 50 grand.
For sure.
On the hustle. You're a $100 million guy.
Ignorance is
and
bliss.
Your dad was in the NFL.
He
was in the NFL when he was eight, Eli Manning, because his dad was in the NFL.
Yeah.
He grew up in the NFL.
Yeah.
He wasn't some poor kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But so what? I mean, people still want to. I get it. I just don't think it's an issue. I think people are naive. How many game-worn helmets can this guy have? At this level, this year he's selling it. What is this, 3 years in? He's played, there's 16 games. There's only so many of these helmets that he's going to be out there. So it's naive to think that for $1,000, you can get one of his game. He's only got so many. You're buying, it's like, go fuck yourself if you're angry that you didn't get a real one. It's like, you're just buying into a, it's total bull. This is a non-issue. This is a non-issue.
Your face. You it's don't fraud. Like when other people go
it's
red
fraud.
State. It's fraud, but it's like,
if I
duh.
Pay extra because I'm a fan of Sam Tripoli, and I'm like, I'll buy his car for 10 grand, but I'll give you 100 grand because I want to own the car that Tripoli used to drive to gigs in.
Yeah.
And then you just sell me some shitty car for 2 grand, and you're like, go fuck yourself. Who cares about it? These people have this personal connection that they pay their hard-earned money for this thing that they're just like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
I can't tell if you're getting sick or hitting puberty right now.
It could be the AIDS coming back.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, it is a form of fraud. It's a form of fraud.
I get what you're saying. I just think it's like they're trying to make it seem like he's the worst human being ever. I don't think it's as big of a deal.
I think it's like, why? Because you look right there. Career earnings. Eli Manning, $205 million. Why are you even getting involved in this?
No, the question is, why is Philip Rivers in there and he's never won jack shit?
I think he's got a bad rap. Rivers is that guy.
No, at the
Rivers
end of the
good.
Day, I don't think he's a bad guy, and that's a Raiders fan. He hasn't won anything. He hasn't even gotten to the big dance.
Right.
And look at those guys.
Those other three, yeah.
That ain't his fault, though.
Well,
that's also true.
I disagree with that. The quarterback is the one. Yes, there's a bunch of issues going on. But quarterback, more than any other position in sports, is in control. That's why they get paid so much. Has more say in how far you go than probably any other position in sports. Now, Andrew Luck has nobody around him. He's been completely failed by that organization. I think there should be a new rule in pro sports where the kids of these rich guys cannot run the teams. Okay, have we seen anywhere where these kids have any capabilities?
What do you mean, kids of rich guys?
You're talking about Al Davis kids.
I'm gonna go. The buses. What's his face? Who owns the Knicks?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay.
There's
all those family.
Davis.
Steinbrenners.
I actually think the Steinbrenners. Yeah.
All these people.
I think Davis is actually. He seems to listen to the people. The Raiders guy seemed to listen to the people around him.
Are you happy with them going to Vegas? Because you're kind of a Vegas guy.
I am a Vegas guy. I would love for them to stay in Oakland.
One of my best friends, OG Billy D. Williams.
OG Billy D. Shout out.
He's a huge Raiders fan. He's pissed about it. He's like, I got two more seasons to root for them.
Does he live in Oakland?
Jersey.
Oh, he lives in Jersey.
Dude, listen, first of all, he'll still go with them. Trust me on that one. Second of all, they were playing in a baseball stadium. Not just a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
The worst baseball stadium in pro sports. It wasn't like they were playing at fucking Pac Bell where the Giants play. They were playing in a place that is fucking broken down piece of shit.
Yeah.
They wanted to get a thing done. They wanted to get it done.
I think it's cool. I think, you know, Vegas is a fun spot.
It'll be fun. It'll be interesting.
It'll be fine.
I was saying this on this show before, and I still believe that each weekend, half of that stadium is fans of the other team.
Yeah,
because everybody's totally going to be like, if you're all the Bears fans are like, dude, they're playing
so
Vegas.
Vegas this weekend.
Bam, let's get a hotel now.
Who knows? But I think what's going to happen is that everybody in Vegas will now have a new favorite team, and then their home team from where they moved from is going to be on their list. Like I have the Raiders and I have the Bills because all my family's from there. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see all these people come and support the fucking Raiders. I think it's going to be more packed than you think it's going to be.
It's going to be packed.
Raiders fans. Because you're going to see these guys.
They'll make it look like that.
I think people from Utah, Arizona, California, And Southern Cal, San Diego, L.A., it's easier to go to Vegas than it is to go to Oakland to watch a game.
Sure.
And I think you're going to see a huge move there. That's just my fucking opinion. And I think it's going to be – I think you're going to see the town of Vegas, the city of Vegas, the teams, and everybody do a concentrated effort to keep these guys out of fucking trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So that they get an NBA team.
They're going to have four extra because every NFL team has a goddamn rig Donovan.
Don't we have like three teams?
A guy that makes
it,
everything
now?
Just disappear. What's that,
two? Vegas? They have two. They have
we
the
got
Black
two.
Knights and
LA.
The Raiders now.
No, we got the Chargers and
it's
and,
the Chargers and the Rams. Yeah. Rams both.
Yeah.
You had nothing. It was like feast or famine.
Yeah.
Now, and now we got two teams that nobody wanted.
Yeah.
I think the Chargers will do better here than
I think the Chargers will do way
than,
better.
Than people think.
No, I mean, they already sold out. They were so
I went
smart
to a Rams
the
game. I went to a Rams game, and I was shocked at the amount of non-Rams fans at it. It was packed. I mean, it was pretty much sold out, and that's a big stadium. I was shocked.
This is typical Suits doing what they want to do and not listening to the fans. The Rams would have been fine if you brought the Raiders here because there's going to be some people who are just, fuck the Raiders. I want to.
What do you mean the Rams would have been fine if you brought the Raiders here?
The Rams-Raiders would have been fine. The town would have been cool with that.
Oh.
Rams
I think it should have only have been the Raiders.
Yeah, well,
I think that it should have. Raiders should have came here.
Well, the only way
solved.
An NFL team was going to come is if the richest guy in fucking the NFL paid for the stadium. He's got enough money to pay for the stadium.
Yep.
And that's why the Raiders are in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, dates are the gates.
Guys, big show tomorrow. Sammy and I will be in La Jolla.
La Jolla.
Comedy Store, San Diego. People, come to San Diego tomorrow night. You can see us. And see Randolph,
see,
and Chelsea,
Chelsea,
and Brian Moses.
Brian Moses,
and Frank
and
Castillo.
Frank Castillo. It's going to be a great show. It's only
that'll
$10.
Be fun. So all San Diego people, come out to that. That'll be great. And I will. Hey, guys, big news. I'm on the season. I'm next season of The Bachelorette. So I hope the guy picks me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm one of the.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm competing on that. That'll be good. Vote for me. I'll be at the grand opening of See You Next Tuesdays, which is kind of like a TGI Fridays, but it's only for cunts. So come to that. And big news, I'm back at Heckler's. All of July, I will be there for free beer and baseballs night.
By the way, you know there is a comedy club called Heckler's.
Oh, really?
It's in...
what a horrible name for a comedy club.
Of course he knows. He's going there all of July. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Mickey. Yeah, of course
bad.
I know that.
My
I'm
bad.
There for free baseball night.
Are you an NBA fan?
Not really.
Not at all?
No, I'm always
no Knicks?
I've fallen off a lot of sports. I practice. I don't get off the mats practicing until like
You're
11
too busy
at night.
Training
so
and
I
fucking.
Miss. I start practice at like 7. Yeah, I'll be there like. So I miss all the games. So I don't see like I don't see the Yankees. I don't see you know. Any of that.
I think these NBA playoffs are amazing right now. I think people thought they were just going to be just like walk through and all that stuff. I think they're a lot more competitive than they think. Obviously, there's a couple that are blowouts. I told people on Twitter, watch out for the Bucks, and the Bucks beat Toronto. I know our boy in Toronto, Garnett. No, where's he? Ottawa? Where's Garnett?
Ooh, where aren't I?
Yeah.
Where aren't I?
Oh, he'll DM us right now.
Yeah,
I'm omnipotent.
Yeah.
Garnett's a good boy.
Yeah,
great
he is
guy.
A good guy.
Edmonton,
yeah.
It's confusing because he lives everywhere.
He really is.
He's like
Carmen
I have a condo
Santiago.
Here. I'm going to get a motorhome there. My parents live here.
Most of my time is spent in my igloo.
Yeah.
Okay?
But the Bucks are nasty, and I will say something that people think I'm full of shit. I think they could beat anybody in the East.
Winnipeg, he just said.
Winnipeg. Okay, cool. Winnipeg. How's that?
We're sorry. We're sorry.
We're sorry. We're listening. Winnipeg. I think the Bucks can beat anybody in the East. And you remember, the Bucks last year were the first team to put a dent in the Warriors. Remember? They were on that incredible long streak. Who beat them? The Bucks. They're a long, lanky team. The Greek Freak, I'm going to say something else. The Greek Freak is on par with LeBron James of today. You watch him play, that guy's not afraid of LeBron. I'm telling you, he shoves LeBron around. LeBron is being the guy who is his equivalent physically. Remember, LeBron is 32, been playing since he was 19.
LeBron is 32 going on 40.
Yes, he's a huge, huge player.
He's only 32, huh?
He's been in the league forever, dude.
But, I mean, in my head, LeBron James is 39.
Dude, if you look at Patrick Ewing in college, he looked 57.
You forget that he came straight pretty much out of junior high into the NBA.
Well, he was built like a grown-ass man. This dude...
How do you say that name, Sam?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's better Sounds than I right. could do, actually.
Right? The guys, I met him. He was in L.A. He's babyface. But, dude, he is a fucking monster. He's the first person ever in the history of the NBA to lead his team in scoring, rebounding, and assist. Is that fucking nuts? And, dude, he's a fucking freak. And they got that boy Thon Maker that's really good, too. I think they're going to win this series. And I think anybody who sees him in the playoff is in trouble. They got this rookie kid, this new point guard, that's playing like fucking crazy. That kid turns out to be great. That's a complete team. That is an NBA team. That's the future where everybody on the floor is 6'11 or 7 foot. I mean, that's the NBA we're going to.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's just evolution.
Yeah.
I was looking at, maybe it was on this show, we were looking at the
Malcolm Brogdon is a rookie, and he's playing off his fucking skull.
Gary Payton's son?
Yeah, Gary Payton's good
the
defense.
The Glove Jr.?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kid's good. He can't really score, but he's great defense.
Yeah.
Tony Snell, we could have gotten the fucking Clippers could have gotten him for a fucking song and a dance, and Doc didn't get him.
I love how NBA players that have kids, just to keep it easy for us, the fans, just name them after themselves.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
thanks.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course that's...
His name is Richard Payton. I wouldn't have paid him a
how
second.
How come women never name their daughters after them? It's just Good this question. Weird thing where guys do it.
Yeah. I think it's a guy thing.
I never thought about that.
Maybe because you guys all want to fight each other on the streets and you're weird and you've got these weird egos.
Maybe that could be it, too.
Yeah, I think that's just science, too. All that's true.
Because we're just weird. You guys do weird shit. And you guys are weird
Whenever
people.
Whenever I'm with my brother, he almost gets in a fight every time we go somewhere. Now I get it. Like, hearing it with you guys, I'm like, what happened? All we did was walk by somebody.
Yeah,
that's
and
exactly
it's just like
it.
Everything. You got to man up. They want to take away your alpha status, and you got to be like, we cool? And just watch your guy walk by, every guy.
I was talking about this on Burt's yesterday. I got in a fight, like a bar fight.
When?
In Colorado.
Recently?
Yeah.
What?
Get out!
I went there. They flew me out for the UFC.
Why isn't this on TMZ?
I was worried about
you
that.
You got to worry about that shit, don't you?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
So what happened?
We were drinking.
You're in a bar.
Yeah, and listen to this. I went to this bar with Dan Henderson. I went to this bar with Pat Barry and Rose Namajunas.
Oh my
what?
God,
like all these
it.
People, like Dustin Jacoby, everyone was there.
Did
you
Rose
guys are hanging out at a
fight?
Bar?
Yeah.
And someone started shit?
Well, let me tell you what
they
happened.
Probably didn't know who it was.
So I was drinking, and
Please
I had to go to the bathroom.
Rose that,
I hope Rose jumped in because she's scrappy. I hope she's like, I got
your
back.
Chick. I love that chick.
So I go to the bathroom. Like, you know when it's like a congested club, people aren't really moving, right?
Yeah.
Like stepped, and I kind of had a little momentum going. I'm going to full back a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe bumped a little too hard. Well, I went to turn around and be like, oh, sorry. Like,
yeah.
And then two guys just squared up with me.
What?
Like, two guys turned around and were just squared up. And I was
what
like,
what kind of guys? Describe the guys. Like, how big are they?
I'd say a little shorter than me.
Uh-huh.
I was drunk. But two guys were in fight stances.
Really?
And I was like, all right, this is about to happen. Bill's there. Bill's with me.
Bill, do you have his back? Or you're like, fuck.
Bill was.
The
he wasn't
were you recording?
There.
Were you like, I got this on film. Don't worry.
No.
Wow, Bill, show
we're,
the footage.
We're having fun, but
so
they turn around and they. One
how just, old are they?
Man, I don't know. It was very quick.
Yeah.
It was very quick.
They're not like 45 year old guys, though.
No,
they're
probably
like
20s, 30s.
Gotcha.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So they turn around and the one guy like they're in some fight stances, but we're about to fight.
Uh-huh.
So I hit one. And the other guy, I didn't like feel it then, but I felt the next day going to the airport. Like I felt a lump in my head. I was like, oh shit, what? I spar yesterday?
Uh-huh.
No, I got in a stupid bar fight, like an asshole. But then, so I hit the one guy. I didn't see him anymore. And then next thing I know, I'm on top of this other kid.
See, everybody's got jujitsu.
But no, yes. And
did
listen,
you go,
listen,
did you
that's
go to
gonna
the
prove
grass?
The point. Yes, listen. As I'm on top of him, he's holding me in a guillotine. He has like my head in like a guillotine, and I'm just like, oh, this motherfucker's dead. No one's guillotining me
You're
in a
right,
fucking
right,
especially in a
right,
bar.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
no
right.
one in the world's guillotining
especially
me.
Especially at
no one's guillotining me in a bar.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh man, once I get my head out, I'm gonna
get on the table,
kid.
Show us on Tebow how you
sure,
choke him
here.
Out.
Yeah, work me down.
No, so well that's the thing. I was on top of him and I'm right about to get up and hit him and the security's grabbing, Mickey, stop. And immediately I was like, fuck. They know that's me. They know, like, so I was like, embarrassment right away. And then they're like, yo, you gotta go. You're on top of the guy. That other guy's off, you know.
Did they give you any points?
When you got back to the table,
for fucking taking his back and all that shit.
I didn't take his back. I was on top of him. But no, yeah,
so I didn't give you points, Eddie Bravo.
I was out the bar.
Neither one of them said anything after that. Those two.
No,
they're just like
I think I fucked up one probably bad, and then the other one that I was on top of. He was holding my head, so he was okay. He was alive and kicking.
Uh-huh. When you got back to your table, was Rose?
I didn't get back to my table. They made me fucking
Henderson
leave, which is embarrassing as fuck too.
You had to text.
Yeah, they're like, no. What happened was I went out. Someone told Bill. They didn't even know. But then here's the thing. That next morning, I get a text from Pat Barry. Goes, hey, you guys all right? I was like, he must have saw me get in the fight, and he was like, yeah, the guy who shot up the club was right in front of our van.
Whoa.
So had I not gotten that fight, I would have been in a club that got shot up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So suddenly you're not the crazy one at the club.
Yeah. No, I still am, but I
why do people bring guns?
Yeah, they said right in front of the van, bop, 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 start shooting that place up.
Fuck.
Wow. Yeah.
Did they ever find out who it was? Was it the guy you just punched out?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. No, not him.
Get killed?
I don't think he's getting up. What?
Did anyone get hurt? I mean,
I don't think so. Oh, I don't know.
You didn't check up? You didn't be like, hey, what happened to the place I just
I was checking Twitter to see if someone was like, yo, Mickey Gall, we just had to get Mickey Gall out of the bar. I was worried about that.
Why are you pointing to the finance?
Because she was talking. She was
the gossiper?
TMZ, yeah.
Well, she was
got
worried.
Some fight gossip for everybody.
I bet those two guys woke up and heard about that shooting and all this. They're like, thank God Mickey Gall beat up the fuck out of us and knocked us both out because I was laying down when bullets were shooting around the room.
Do you know that's what they say about Tiffany Haddish, about the shooting at the Comedy Store? That we were doing the roast battle. She talked so much because she was drunk.
I was there.
The show ran over by about 30 to 40 minutes. Uh-huh. And during that 30 minutes that ran over, that's when the guy got shot.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, she saved everybody's life by running the light.
Yeah.
Well, now she's got the green light to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So back to the NBA play. That team is fucking great. It's fucking great. I think the Toronto Raptors are in trouble. Let's go through these series. Let's go to Chicago versus Boston. Obviously, everybody knows that Isaiah Thomas's sister passed away in a car wreck. And Charles Barkley, who I tend to love, was pretty tone deaf about the whole situation, saying he was... I think what he said he was uncomfortable seeing him cry before the game and that he was crying on the sidelines and that made him uncomfortable. Well, I think he's trying...
Barkley's on some man shit.
Yeah, I think what he's trying to say is that does he really want to play? Is he okay with playing? And that is he being forced to play?
Oh, wait, is he junior?
No, his sister, Isaiah Thomas
is playing?
Well, here's what it is. This Isaiah Thomas's dad... was a huge Laker fan, and he had a bet with the Detroit Bad Boys, and he made this stupid fucking bet where, like, they must both have had kids. Losing a series has to name the kid by the other team's point guard.
Wow.
The Bad Boys beat the Lakers, and now he's named after Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, that's
but
funny.
Spelled correctly.
What?
Isaiah Thomas, the real one, spells it incorrectly.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's a lot wrong with the real Isaiah
Two
Thomas.
A's in that name.
Yeah,
all good names.
Are you telling me black people might spell fucking names wrong?
Yeah, they might take liberties with names.
What is this, breaking news?
It might be a thing.
Okay. No, we're not going back to Jimmy Rivera.
More Jimmy Rivera.
Chocolate. Chocolito, or whatever his name is.
Damn, Finani, you're tatted up.
Damn.
I get hot in here. Does anyone else get hot?
Yeah, back and butt are sweating a lot.
That's really hot.
Maybe you guys need a little time alone.
I was like, maybe it's because there's so many
people in
here. Do you
have a moist towelette?
Yeah.
In my car.
Is that what you call your snatch, a moist towelette? Chicago Bulls.
That's
Boston,
so ugly.
Boston Celtics. I think Boston will come back in this one. I think Chicago will realize that they don't like each other and they're going to fall off. I think they just took advantage of an emotional moment. And I think Boston is going to win that series. I think Washington's going to run through... the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, it's really interesting you're not a Hawks fan.
I liked Dominique back in the day, but...
I think we all did, yeah.
That was about it.
So Golden State's going to win it all?
Yeah.
I think they are. I think Houston is going to give them a run. Big run. I think Houston's going to give them a big run. I think Spurs It's weird in the NBA. There's certain teams that can just beat certain teams, but sure, that team can't beat that. It's almost like
MMA math. Yeah.
Oh, we got it. We got a caller coming in real quick. Hello, you're on the Bet DSI Celebrity Hotline. Real quick, who's with us?
It is the freshly reinstated George St. Pierre.
George St. Pierre, good friend of Mickey.
What's up, Georgie?
What's up?
Mickey, how are you? What is your favorite dinosaur?
I'm going to go with Velociraptor.
Dude, you got
Velociraptor.
I love them.
Yeah. But do you think it could beat the T-Rex in a fight? I always talk about this with Faraz, my trainer.
Did you see the last Jurassic Park? They gave T-Rex. They beat T-Rex, right? There was four of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You mean multiple Velociraptors.
What?
Jurassic Park is his favorite documentary.
Of course.
Hey, real quick, GSP, and I want to ask Mickey this. Eddie Bravo, he's been talking about flat Earth, and he talks about how dinosaurs didn't exist, I think is another thing he's talking about now.
GSP's going against the dinosaurs now?
No.
Eddie Bravo.
Thoughts?
Wait, isn't this like some... Like, didn't Newton say that? Like, this is some old shit. We know it's round, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's all a waste of time.
I learned this in first grade that the Earth is not in not flat.
Eddie Galileo and
why would
Copernicus.
Eddie Bravo say
right?
David?
Copernicus, exactly.
We don't know. I mean, we don't know why Eddie Bravo would say. I'm in the conspiracy theories.
I mean, there are dinosaur bones everywhere.
Okay, don't cry.
George,
they're real. George, they're real. Mickey, tell them they're real.
They're real, man. They're real.
See, Mickey says they're real.
They might have feathers, but
I don't like
real.
Eddie Bravo's nonsense shenanigans. You
hey,
love
George.
Him.
So emotional right now.
No, we're sorry.
Need to stop.
Champ, calm down.
On your side. We believe in dinosaurs.
Think about Jean Shorts for a minute.
All right, I just smoked some DMT. I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah,
there
George,
we go.
What is the... There's a little bit of talk and chitter-chatter about you not being 100% ready for this fight. What's going on with that? Are you going to be fighting Michael Bisping for the belt?
Yeah, so I've been doing more kitty litter than usual lately. David Loazzo tried to intervene. I said, the crow, relax. I'm having a good time. I'm fighting in G-shorts. They said I could.
How much kitty litter are you doing today? Would you say a bag's worth?
I'm a bag and a half habit.
Question. Yeah. When you say doing kitty litter.
Yeah.
Are you grinding up? You sniffing it? Yeah. You burning it up and injecting it?
I think he's snorting it.
We smoking it? What's going on here?
I mean, yesterday I did all three at the same time.
Okay, so it is a multi. All right.
The hat trick. I call it the hat trick.
Very intense high, not for the faint of heart.
And again, you're only doing kitty litter because it's not a banned substance in the UFC, and you don't believe test hard enough.
Yo, I'm dead serious. If someone could clip together all of the GSP calls, I would like to show it to GSP.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I will 100% do that. If you could get like the best of, yeah.
Hey.
I mean, yeah, real
GSP. Can you
GSP.
Do that, Johnny? Yep. Okay. Johnny's on it.
He laugh like a little kid. But yeah, I feel like he is a little kid.
Yeah, he's a very good guy.
The dating game one
Here's
is with my, one of my favorites.
Are you listeners?
That was good.
Can you please tweet Johnny with the episodes that you remember GSP is on.
Dating. We don't like to do any work here. So
we'll make a video.
Says the lady who got an assistant.
Dating game for sure.
I didn't hire Johnny.
Box.
You did. You promoted me and you blame him.
I'll record. Bill will record when we showed him. We'll get it, the whole thing.
I love it.
That's so funny, dude.
So you are planning on fighting then? None of that is false, George.
The fight is on. I don't talk that trash to Michael Bisping. He's trying to get me to do this British trash talk, but it's not my game. I'm a gentleman.
Okay.
I like it.
So you just respect him and you're just ready to fight him.
I have to get blood work, and everyone knows I'm very scared of needles.
I hate needles.
But my favorite part of it is when they give you the sticker after.
But you shoot up kitty litter.
Right. That's a good point.
That is a good point.
When I know it's something I like, I can do it, but otherwise I'm very scared of needles.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, what's going on in the dating scene?
What is not going on? I have 14 women right now juggling.
Wow.
What happened to your baby?
Yeah, what happened to the baby?
That baby that got dropped off at the house, remember?
Uh-huh.
Well, I see her every now and then.
What do you mean?
The baby that was left on your doorstep? Now?
My cousin Luke watches her most of that time.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Johnny, can you look up Teen Mom? It says her and her baby are doing their own thing. Like, her baby's doing her own thing.
Oh, it's Farrah.
Yeah,
it's
look
Sophia.
That up. Is that
See,
not real?
She knows it's real.
That baby, you know, you put them in another room and they are doing their own thing.
Yeah, but
healthy break from her baby. I mean, like, look at that.
She said Sophia has her own life. Yeah.
How old is her baby? Life.
8 now?
Oh, come on.
It's like,
she said Sophia's busy doing her own thing.
Four.
Yeah,
four.
Yeah, this is old. She's 8 now.
Look,
I still watch the show.
I have a 4-year-old sister, and yes, they do their own thing.
Yeah.
But they very much need a mother.
Yeah.
They need to be fed.
How old are your parents?
My dad remarried a younger wife and shot out two more.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
How many kids does your dad have?
There's me, and then I have 3 sisters. One sister's 22, and then 2 little. His name is Kevin.
Big shout out to Kevin Gall. He likes to party.
Yeah.
Know that. Know that.
She's doing her own thing. Like, how do you say that? She took a having
Farrah's
a break.
The worst,
from
4-year-old.
A 4-year-old.
The one that
does she still
porn.
Have a TV show?
Yeah, they're still on. It
and
just
you
aired
watch
last
it?
Night. Yes, I
Why
do
you watch that?
I watch all bad reality TV
stuff. Are you going to watch that? What's her name? About Outside?
Oh, she's 22. She's just a dumb bitch.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, she 100%. Came from Teen Mom.
Yeah, she's a dumb bitch.
Are you How about that?
I had a TV show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's going on with your TV show, George?
For some reason, they said they only wanted to do 2 episodes. They're playing hard to get.
This is your dinosaur show?
I watched that show.
Maybe Eddie Bravo got to them with this malarkey he's peddling.
I could see it. I could see that.
Who is Mickey Gall fighting next? That's the big question here.
Whoa, GSP wants to know that. Well, you know, he's looking for a fight. We're figuring it out.
George, you want some of Mickey?
We're talking to the UFC right
Maybe
now.
Maybe you should go on that show with Matt Serra, Dean Thomas, and Dana White.
I won
he
that
was.
Show.
He was
I won
on
that,
that show.
Show.
He
yeah,
was
I did that show better than anyone.
On the other end of the show.
Yeah, they should put you on that show.
I won that show. I did that show right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but then who wants to fight Mickey Gall? That's the new series.
Oh,
you
go
from being on The Bachelor to being The Bachelor.
Anybody, we're in Burbank. Come on down.
How about this show? Okay, here we go. You, it's like the Ultimate Fighter meets The Bachelor.
Okay.
You get a bunch of chick fighters. Ooh. They fight to get to date you, and at Ooh. The end, you fuck the winner.
Give me some, Sammy.
I like that a lot.
I'm in.
But is,
am I winning?
I'm in.
And then your Tinder profile pops up and you wink.
Let's pitch that to the UFC. And then at the end, he fucks that.
Yes.
What you don't want is the hottest chick to take the most damage.
No.
She's like, God, just fucking.
Yeah.
Give your backup, girl. Yeah.
Use that jab.
Stop
Use
getting
jab,
punched.
Bro.
You're like, well, I was. All your confessionals are like, well, I did have feelings for Cindy till her ass got grounded pounded. So I'm out.
Severe facial contusions. I can't
Let
do it.
Let me ask you something. Is there any coordination between attractiveness and fighting ability?
For chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody? Yeah, you always.
The hotter the worst fighter, or the uglier
the better fighter.
The better
the fighter, the hotter, their hotness goes up.
Really?
For sure.
Oh, so like a chick who likes it. Like
a good personality? You understand? Do you get it?
I feel bad. I mean, like, I know that this, like. I think even in male fighting, the more attractive the guy is, the more heat he kind of gets going. It's easier to get the casual fan into
I mean, that's true in everything.
Right?
That's true.
Person.
You got to win fights, but yeah, that's true.
Do you think
like
it's even more for women, though?
Trumpet, but yeah. A lot of the women like my fighting.
A lot of women do like your fighting. You know what they said? That you were in gay porn shape, GSP. That's what they used to say about you. The guy's in real gay porn shape.
I don't know what that means, but thank you.
All right, that's cool.
Means you're bodied up, dog.
Yeah, it means you're super shredded and you love doing dicks.
I'm in a bathtub of Vaseline right now.
You really are?
There you go.
Does that work?
Sometimes you need to do that before a fight, and then slippery when wet. They can't detect it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, you were always accused of that. That is for certain.
Who do you think the hottest female MMA fighter is? We're talking face, body. and then game. Put it all together. I'll tell you who my...
You like Cyborg. You're a weirdo.
I do like Cyborg.
Yo, I would love to put a baby in Cyborg. That's first on draft pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%. Yeah. Breaking news. Put that out. Put that out.
I like that for the show.
Mickey Gall wants to put a deep dicking on Cyborg.
I like the Cyborg. Exactly
for genetic reasons.
She's hot.
Yeah, and also I'd actually definitely be into
dude,
it.
Dude, you know who's hot? She's definitely hot.
There's our girl Claudia.
You know who's definitely hot? Is Jessica I. Not get enough fucking credit. She has the best body in female MMA.
Who was that whale on the
Paige
beach?
Is hot.
Ah, they go Michelle Waterson first. Okay.
She's hot. I disagree with that.
I'll put her up there.
You don't think Michelle Waterson's hot?
She's okay.
She's so pretty.
Listen, I'm not into Asian chicks.
I like Asian girls.
Because they all, I mean, like, it's so easy to be hot.
You too, Johnny.
When you're an Asian chick. Right? It's so easy.
Asian she's girls got a great are so smile.
Well, obviously, here's she in their stripper locker room. Is that what that is? The stripper?
It's got to be like a bodybuilder.
You know, I've learned through Instagram Live is strippers have the messiest lockers.
Yeah.
They never clean their locker room.
Well, they just got so much clothes to take off.
They're just, like, too busy going, hey,
lots
what's up?
Changes.
Instagram Live. We're live. We're like, oh, you nasty. That's all they say. Oh, you nasty.
Well, you are nasty.
I am nasty.
You are, in fact, you nasty.
Yeah. I'm always like, tell me something new. I think Jessica I does not get enough fucking respect at how bangable she is.
Yeah.
What about Rose Namajunas?
I don't know which one they're talking about. Yeah, Rose isn't on there.
Yes.
I think Rose is hot in like a
I'd
really
say Rose,
cool.
And now I had this discussion with a couple of my friends, and then I had a discussion with Jim Miller. And we both pick Rose. All my friends took Karate Hottie over Rose in just a...
In the fight?
In just a hot department. Yeah.
Yeah.
I go Rose.
I go Rose, too.
And, like, she's used to, like...
For Pat Barry, he may get offended.
But that's the thing. She's used to Pat Barry. So, like, she's going to grab you by your neck and be like... She's used to handling his, you know, big ass.
Yeah.
You know,
she looks like a girl you can just settle down, smoke some meth with, and live in a trailer, you know? Just like
which one?
Yeah. Right? You just like smoke some meth, hang
that's
out,
exactly how
and
she
fucking
looks.
Paint the trailer again. Just you and Rose drinking from a box of wine. What?
I can't wait for them to have a baby. Rose and Pat Barry, that thing's going to be a little killer.
Going to be a murderer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And because he's kind of like Daniel Cormier. Is that like he's just like thick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like. I kind of wish he could have tried to go down the 205 to fight, but he might be too thick to drop to that.
Yeah, he's a gorilla.
We need baby MMA. I've been saying that for years.
Baby MMA?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, didn't Russia do one
have
of
have you guys seen that thing where the daycare got shut down?
Yeah.
Because they were doing it?
Pull that up. Yeah, check
this
out.
They had the playground and pound. That's what I call it.
It was like the picture is like the baby's in like a fully extended arm bar.
Really?
Yeah. Watch.
I mean, yeah, I get that that looks like child abuse, but they don't ever say what the kid did to deserve it.
Scroll. There's got to be a picture.
I'm going to tell you something. I bet you these kids have better attitudes. I bet you they have good attitudes.
Hey, I used to get hit with
See, that's some East Coast shit, man. That's in Cramp. That's Jersey and Cranford. Yeah.
Hey, why don't you just Google baby armbar?
Baby armbar.
A Google baby gets what's coming to it. Nothing good pops up on that.
Yeah, please don't. That's disgusting.
You Google that and you automatically, like the government just shows up.
There it is.
Right
yelling right about, right don't talk about kids.
There it is. Run it. Let's skip to it. Where is this? This is usually in Australia or some shit.
It's probably Florida, Sam.
It is. Could be Florida.
This stinks of something Russians would do.
Okay.
Yeah, give me. Just link
to
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It stinks of something Russians would do where you're like, of course babies fight. We sit around, we smoke, watch baby fight. What's the problem?
Anyone worried about World War II?
That happened. Okay.
How hot is she?
I mean, whatever.
You don't think she's
kinda,
hot?
Kind of manly.
I know.
No, hot. I would. She's hot, dude.
You should tell her.
Hey, who is she? I'll tell her. Yeah, I mean, Russia just had child fighting.
Yeah. Baby combat.
Well, dude, that's why, like, all of a sudden there's all these white fighters in boxing because, dude, there are some poor-ass white people out there. You go to Russia, they're fucking broke as shit.
Yeah.
They got fucking nothing. So they become fighters.
I'm looking at pictures of Misha Tate. I have had an erection for the last 3 minutes.
Sorry, dude.
Now, George.
No butthole, no care.
Now that we've been talking about, you know, with female fighters and whatnot, you had a very big crush on Ronda Rousey, and that kind of blew up in your face when the Diaz brothers threw you under the bus.
And, I mean, when you see someone get destroyed in a fight, as Mickey was saying, you lose all the respect.
Do you think...
She's nothing to me.
Yeah, she's nothing
to you. Paige VanZant has fallen off the map.
Yeah, she has, too.
Paige VanZant, she just cannot get enough shit. I have nothing against her. She's a nice person. But, man, I mean, she keeps losing. She keeps getting new TV shows.
Yeah, because she's fucking hot as shit.
I don't think she's... I think she's
I wanted
cute.
To do a GSP and TVZ relationship,
what?
But her career tanked. It's over.
Hold on. What?
That news anchor's prettier than Paige VanZant.
I think that news anchor has fucking hot MILF look. Well, there's a different look. You know, Paige VanZant is cute because she's 20. It's hard to be ugly at that age, you know? But fucking that woman has been like, I've been around. I'll do coke off your dick and you
can
blast
inside me. Yeah, the 17-year-old at the Clippers game that you liked were not attractive.
What?
The 17-year-olds that you liked at the Clippers game?
First of all, they were. The one was cute. The other one wasn't.
Jason, were they cute?
The one was with the braces.
I really never got a really super good look at them, but they were just so young. Like, when I looked at them, they had braces. They
braces.
Looked like... I'm like,
they were 17. You guys are acting like I'm mean mugging on fucking...
They just were not
14
cute.
14-year-olds. That's disgusting.
I was like, oh,
that's
where's
disgusting.
Your parents? I was like, where's your parents? When I saw them, you know?
I didn't know you spoke Spanish.
Where's your parents?
Yeah, they were obviously two Mexican girls.
Oh, but I mean, they didn't seem
¿Donde
like they were...
están tus padres?
That's great.
GSP coming in speaking. So that's your third language you speak, eh?
It's similar to French, so I speak un poquito.
I love it. Hey, GSP, we
got... Yellow kitty litter.
We love it. Hey, we got a jam because we got it. This is where we start taking calls at the end. We appreciate you calling in. Keep us informed on your fights, please.
I love you, George. Good luck with everything.
Oh, he didn't even say goodbye. Hey, we got a call.
That was rude.
That was a little. I think he was offended that
he
we
might
got
be that. Crying again.
Hey, turn off your. I love saying turn off your radio. You're on with Punch Drunk, Mickey Gall, the fight nanny, who's damp right now. What's up?
My voice tell it.
What's going on, boys?
Oh, is it cousin Jeb? Man.
Hey, Jeb, how are you?
Doing pretty good. I was going to see how old fine Mickey Gall is doing.
Yeah, you're calling to see how he's doing?
I'm doing fine.
See how he's doing.
How are you
Having
doing? Are you in jail?
He's calling. This is
no,
his one
luckily
call.
I'm not in jail, you know, but hell, I'll be a felon here in about 2 weeks.
For weed, right?
Yeah, for weed, boys. It's shitty.
Unbelievable.
You know how that is, don't you, Mickey?
Unbelievable. That he's going to be a felon because he got weak.
That stinks. Sorry, dog.
So stupid.
What does that mean? Do you have to go to jail, or it just means you just have a felony on your record?
Well, I hope I don't go to jail. My shit-ass real estate attorney they gave me for a court-appointed lawyer says that I'm not going to go to jail, so hell, we'll see.
You have a real estate lawyer for your felony weed charges?
Yeah, and every time I talk to him, hell, he knows about as much as me as when I fucking see a bagger at Food Line up here.
Oh, man. So how much do you need to get a real lawyer?
I think it's too late for that, boys, but I don't really know. You know, I think I'm just going to go ahead and accept it, fuck it, and after this probation stuff, get the fuck out of this shithole.
Oh, man, I feel like Cousin Jeb is kind of sad right now.
Well, let's put him right into his wheelhouse then. Hey, which UFC fighters are you attracted to? Female.
Or male, if you're in there.
Oh, it won't be.
Yeah, number one is Miesha Tate, just because I've always wanted to see them big fucking sweater kittens pop out of that goddamn
sweater
UFC
kittens.
Topper, you know.
That's the name of this podcast today, the sweater kittens. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Sweater kittens.
Those Who's your other cakes. One? Who else? Who else?
Fuck Ronda Rousey, I will say that.
Fuck her, meaning have sex with her, or fuck her that you're over it?
Yeah, I'd like grudge fucker, but I wouldn't really prefer it anyway. Yeah, I probably would. You know, I'd send Travis Brown a picture and say, look what I just did, fucker.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd go over good.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So what about Jessica Ai? Nobody talks about her. I think she has the best body in MMA. She can't she can't beat anybody, but fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah. She won more. She'd be known as that.
That little Claudia Gadelha girl's bad as hell, too, now.
She's cute. She's cute. There's the Russian girls are cute. The Polish chicks are cute. There's a whole debate. Is Joanna Violence hot? Like, there's guys who want to bang the shit. You think she's hot?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Interesting.
Coming from a man who loves Cyborg.
She's got a big fucking bird beak of a nose, but I'd still
hit it. He wants to put a kid in her.
For genetic reasons.
Yeah.
But you're like, she's hot.
Oh, why is his reasons better than my reasons?
Because somebody else is a professional MMA fighter also.
Okay, I respect that. Would you fuck Cyborg?
Hey, Nick, ain't Mickey going to be at Skank Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, grab Lewis's dick for me.
All right.
That sounded like no confidence.
Took him a second, but he's in.
I'll send you like a rubber hand or something to grab it with.
Okay.
All right, we're taking your calls. Thanks for calling in, Cousin Jab. You sound sad, which makes me sad.
Yeah, I am, boys, but it'll be all right.
Yeah.
He sounded really sad, Aaron. Man.
You like to make people sad today.
No, it's just like he was sad.
Well, he's about to be a felon.
Everybody thought that was a character. That's a real dude.
I know it's a real dude.
That's a real ass dude.
Oh, believe me, I know.
Oh
everyone,
how
I
do
get
you
it.
Know?
Oh, just because you get tweets from, you know what I mean? Like certain people where it's like, you know who's a character.
Yeah, I really am.
I totally thought he was a character.
I thought he was a character.
Everybody
too.
Did.
Yeah, big fan. Big
I
fan
thought he was
Jeb.
A character too.
I love when Jeb called, and he was just baffled.
Yeah.
Well, hell, how's that even possible?
When Jeb called Jeb?
Yeah, double jeopardy.
That's great. Guys, call in. We're answering your questions now. We're making calls. That's a real ass dude. That's a real ass dude.
Well, hell, boys.
There he is. From Cackalack.
That guy, that poor dude, just wants a fucking... All he wants to do is smoke weed and bang chicks, and now he's got a felon. Fucking, you know what's so funny, man? The war on drugs is so interesting. It's just like, hey, man, we want drugs are bad for you. Why don't you stop? So we're gonna fight the war on drugs. And how are we gonna fight it? If we find you with drugs, we're gonna give you a felony.
Yeah.
Well, every person that has been incarcerated for the last 20 or 30 years for getting busted, growing pot or having pot or just being in possession, when they get out of jail and it's all legal now, you walk. They gotta walk out like, you motherfuckers know you did me wrong. Yeah. You know this was wrong. Yeah. This was always wrong.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Stupid. They took people's lives away.
Yeah.
They took fathers away from their kids for a long time.
Yeah.
For having or growing pot.
It's unbelievable.
Fuck you.
It's unbelievable.
It's stupid.
You know, tonight's going to be a fun night at the Comedy Store if you guys are listening to this live, because we're going to be doing our Patreon secret podcast. That's right. It's a secret one for just our Patreon subscribers. Your guys' Patreon donations help the network grow, and we have big shit coming. We've had some great shows. We give out a little taste of it on our normal feed. But, man, guys, go there. Right now, we have 113 Patreon list. We want to get that to 1,000. We would like to be 1,000.
Let's go, boys and girls. Let's go.
For $5 a month, $5, you get 4 quality podcasts live from the belly of the Comedy Store. And we get all these famous comics come down. Brian Kale and Shab was on it. Josh Barnett and Tate Fletcher.
Yep.
He's on. Mickey Gall's going to be on tonight. And you just go to Patreon.com.
Outside chance of Nick Diaz tonight.
/ Punch Drunk Sports, $5. That's $1.25 an episode, and you're helping grow. When we get this, when we get the Punch Drunk Sports Network going, it is going to be the headquarters where you go. They're the best of comedy and sports. Are you tired of ESPN? I'm just tired of it. It's social justice warrior shit on every fucking show. We're over that. This is sports unfiltered. This network will be the premier sports unfiltered fucking show. All your favorite comics talking sports, and get that going. We need your help on the Patreon. We're not cat.
If you donate $6, I will send you $100. So for every month, your card hits
guys.
$6,
that's a bargain.
I send $100.
Wow.
Crunch those numbers.
That's a bargain.
Crunch those numbers. If 100 of you do that, I'm sending out, what's that, $10,000 a week?
You're making promises you're you
welcome.
Can't keep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how can I lose on that? Crunch the numbers. Yeah. No. They're sending six.
Okay, so I hope that doesn't stand legally in court. I hope that isn't going to be upheld legally.
And if I don't, you can sue All Things Comedy and Al Madrigal.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Aaron, is that a shake in your head? Yes, right? That is a yes? Aaron says yeah.
That will come back to haunt. Hey, Mickey, I love your shirt on. Where'd you happen to get that at?
Thanks. My Red State Teeb shirt.
That's a nice looking shirt.
Yeah, I'd be rocking my my punch truck shirts all the time.
That's so nice. Where can they get t-shirts?
Go to punchdrunksports.com, go to allcomedytshirts.com, and that's where you can get all of our merch.
Yeah, look at those shirts. Those are nice. I have mine on right now. Tebow has his. I'm going to buy a Punch Drunk one. I'm going to buy it. Hey, dude, did you subscribe to the Patreon?
Yeah, and can we get an RSS feed? Because as a subscriber, I'm not streaming.
No, do you understand? You can't do that.
You can't? Are you saying we physically can't?
I'm saying that. The Patreon doesn't do that.
It does, because I subscribe to a lot of Patreons, and they're all on my, go straight to my iTunes, because they send me a link right away.
Yeah, but how do you monitor that?
I don't know. That's why I'm saying I know it's possible.
Johnny, crack.
You can download it, but get the link, and they can, but you'd have to do that, I think.
But all the other ones I subscribe to send me a link.
Who does it? Who does it?
They send me a link. They're like, here's your super secret link to your Patreon feed. So, of course I did it to ours, but I will never go on the website. I'm going to take my pledge away.
No!
Because I will never.
Are you going to get your $100?
I will never stream it.
I owe you some
money. I need it on my iTunes.
We'll look into it, guys. Everyone keeps telling us. I'm going to look into it. Guys, but go to All Comedy.
All Comedy T-shirts.com.
Go to All Comedy T-shirts.com. Buy your t-shirts. We're going to keep putting new ones on there more and more, more and more. We got calls. We got 5 minutes left. Go on. You're on with Mickey Gall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello. You're on with Mickey Gall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's Mark. I'm the one that messaged you guys last week about Chris Nugent.
You're welcome.
But about Chris Nugent.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Chris Nugent is a bitch? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Chris Nugent is a what?
Thank you. And he loves raspberry pie.
Oh, okay. So you did. That's the thing you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I just said he was a bitch.
We're doing make a wish behind your back.
I think Tebow's got a side hustle that I don't know about.
Actually, it was a fight earning.
Yeah. I respond. I go. I have no clout on the show. Let me ask.
You have clout on the show.
Do I?
Well, yeah. You had enough to get me to call his buddy a bitch because you're like, hey.
But I asked you because I would never do it. You guys would be like, what are you doing? Why are you doing shout-outs on the show?
Do you think we do that?
Ari would.
Yeah,
I'm still scared from like a year ago.
Yeah,
basically.
Ariana.
Ari's been gone so long. I guess I'm more comfortable now. When he gets back on, I'll be scared again.
What did you think about? I got a question for Mickey before we wrap up.
Hey, thanks for calling in, ma'am.
Last week. What did you think about that Weidman and how they handled that decision?
All right. So Dan Mergliotta stops the fight because he believes it's a foul.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
So I say that fight, they find out it is a foul. They find out it's not a foul. Whatever.
Yep.
That fight needs to resume.
Agreed.
That fight needs to happen. You can't, to end that, that's taken out of Weidman's hands. Yes, he was on the ground rolling around. Holding his head. Maybe he's petitioning.
I can't continue.
I heard that they asked him what month it was, and he said February.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. So I don't know, but as a fighter, you always want to be able to keep going. Yo, let me die in there. Let me go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a worst nightmare to have that taken out of your hands. And I think, Dan Mergliotta is a great ref, but he stopped it because he believes it was a foul.
Yeah.
They say it's not foul. Okay, whatever. Give him his time. Let him come. Let him, he wasn't, he didn't stop the fight because Weidman was so fucked up from the knee. He wasn't holding, after they said it was a foul and stopped it, then he's holding his head. Maybe he's trying to petition to get a point.
Absolutely.
It's a close fight.
Hey,
but
chess.
Yeah, you got to play the game sometimes.
And if he's not rattled, I think they should have been like, hey, we looked at it. It wasn't. It was a legal knee.
Yeah.
You no longer get 5 minutes. Let's fight right now.
Yeah.
And don't give him that extra 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But then they gave him 2.5 minutes, and then you can still take your 5 minutes.
Very
confusing as fuck.
Very, yeah.
But by handling it that way, here's who lost. The UFC.
America.
The
fans.
UFC.
Me.
New York.
fans and both fighters.
Fight Nanny.
I was crying, and this makes me want to cry.
Musasi doesn't feel like it's a win either. Musasi didn't. He was like, he didn't feel like it was a win. Like that.
I guess you don't have any clout because it's still up there.
Take it off.
It's like beating somebody in Madden, and you find out their controller's batteries were dying. I'm not bad then. I'm going to fight you a different, you know.
I'm dying to see what happens with Gegard Mousasi because he wants more money, and I think he deserves it. He will fight anybody.
Yeah. Everybody does.
And, does he sell more tickets? I don't know, man. I think, depending on who he's fighting, it's an exciting fight. And I think it's like the UFC. The UFC is in danger of, and then we'll wrap it up
here.
They
got a rematch.
They're like a comedy club that thinks that the comics have to do all the promotion. And that they don't, because I go to some comedy clubs, they do zero promotion. And they're like, oh, there's nobody here. I'm like, you didn't promote it. You have to make more money than I do. Like, the UFC stands to make way more money than any fighter on the card. Mm. They should be. And it's like, oh, unless you're Conor McGregor, we don't know what to do with you. Well, you should be promoting everybody. If they don't know who your fighter is, UFC, it's because you didn't fucking promote them. You need to promote them. You have fucking websites, Twitters, fucking Snapchat.
I think they're trying.
But it's like, dude, if somebody doesn't know about the fighter, it's the UFC's fault.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think they do a decent job with it. I mean, they have 40 fucking reality shows around the world.
Real quick, final question is, what are the fighters' thoughts about Bellator buying up all the fighters?
It's good. It's the competition is good for fighters. It's good for the sport. Good for all that. If it becomes more of like a Pepsi and Coke type thing, that's great. But right now it's not. UFC's way above Bellator. But I think it's getting evening out.
I think Bellator. I don't know what their sales pitch is, but it should be feel free to advertise whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
and you. You know, I mean,
you
like,
make, yeah, there's a lot more money to be made with that from that standpoint.
Yeah, 100%, right? Ma'am.
Yeah, I just jammed my fucking shit in my
That's
own
how
eye.
You poke
yeah,
your own
I
eye.
Yeah, I almost poked my whole fucking eye out.
Yo, real quick, as a Punch Drunk fan, yo, Sam, I know you always feel you feel bad, like you're not getting the respect you deserve. Yo, we know you're doing what you're doing and, you know, carrying this bitch. And then my man Tebow, you guys sleep on him.
Yeah.
We know how funny Tebow is. You sleep on him. You have him sleeping in leaves.
Yeah.
You sleep on him and he sleeps in leaves.
Yeah.
Wearing a barrel of his clothes.
Yeah.
And now he's barreling hose and he's on his own pilot.
Yeah.
Proud of you boys.
Yeah. Exactly.
Proud of you too, buddy. I love you, man. You were cool. Always been cool.
That was the nicest
out
thing.
Out the gate, buddy.
Ever.
You're the best.
Thank you for saying all that.
You guys
I appreciate
rock.
That.
Love you boys.
Thank you, dude. Series regular. Mickey Gall, thank you for coming on.
He's
got to
mess up your name.
Yeah. I knew it. I couldn't end perfectly. I had to fuck it up.
Instagram story.
Because God hates me.
Punch Drunk. Boom. The tease.
Suck it.
Holla.
Sam. Fight Nanny.
Oh, Fight Nanny. Look at you. Got it. All right, guys. We love you guys very much. Punch Drunk Sports. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next week.